Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bilpolian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
So after we take the mug shots, we bring them on down here where they wait to be interviewed by the arresting officer. Trust me, kids, you do not want to be sitting on these benches. We call this place Loserville.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
He's actually kind of funny.
Yeah, I mean,
is he all there? Like, mentally?
I think so. He's just an odd guy. Kind of weird.
I mean, should we be worried?
No.
Paul Perillo.
Don't forget your Rogaine.
Rogaine. Check.
And don't forget to use it. I can totally tell when you forget your hair just looks thinner.
Using of the Rogaine.
Check. And Andy. And Andy?
Do you have to park so close? Yeah, what's wrong? You shouldn't be here.
Andy Hart.
Why is that? I'm not supposed to be within 200 feet of a school. What? Or Chuck E. Cheese.
Eric Scalavino.
You guys might not know this, but I consider myself a bit of a loner. I tend to think of myself as a one-man wolf pack.
For now, anyway.
And 6 months ago, I thought, wait a second, could it be? And now I know for sure, I just added to my wolf pack. Four of us wolves running around the desert together, looking for strippers.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Hey guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
Let the dogs out. You know, like,
ooh, let the dogs out. Ooh, ooh.
Yes, we are ready to let the dogs out.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's like a broken record. It's Tuesday and it's snowing here. And
but the gang's all here.
But we're
it's
all
also
here.
Snowing in Dallas.
We're all here. Is it
I
weird?
Think it was nice of Eric in honor of Media Day to wear a wedding dress. Today's show.
Yeah, that was nice, Eric. You look really good at it, too.
Right. Like TV Azteca.
Yeah. Well, I think before we even
we
get
be proposing
started,
to
Fred,
anyone?
Not you.
We should thank everybody.
One of the few brides who can wear white.
Now, that was good.
I'm kidding,
I'm all ready
Eric.
To go home. Well, Fred and I want to thank everybody for their generosity on Thursday to give to the Eric Fund.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
he was stranded. And yeah. as Fred said.
I was actually out.
As Fred said, the Red Cross was dropping in supplies
after
in the hills.
After 3 hours, I thought I started going crazy because I'm out there shoveling the driveway. And all of a sudden.
What were you using? A teaspoon?
I see like this little movement in the snow. And all of a sudden, this little St. Bernard pops his head out. And he's got the little barrel underneath. I took a little sip of the rum and I was all good to
wow.
go.
Freddie
okay.
sent him.
There you go. Well, is it weird that I feel like bittersweet that I'm not at Media Day today the Super Bowl? Like, I'm glad I'm not there, but at the same time, I want to be there.
It's one of the more tedious yet
exercises
oddly
of,
entertaining. Yeah. I mean, it's like a contradiction the whole day.
Yeah,
you could definitely do without the 2 hours. I mean, it's a waste of,
right.
of time. But there are some what? Reasonably entertaining moments every year.
Albert Breer shot
chicks.
A picture of Inez Sands
chicks.
Who's there, and I thank him for that.
Who? The
Inez
girl from
Sands.
The Jets controversy.
She's
her rear end is unbelievable.
Yeah,
let's face
I've
it.
I've seen it. Everyone's seen it. It's old news. Move
she's
on.
She's becoming overrated.
I like Kelly Pickler.
Anyway.
Andy's in love.
So that's going on as we speak in Dallas, and I guess they've got a pretty bad ice storm. Vic Carucci tweeted he was watching
which we're getting
car.
Tomorrow. It's the same
truck,
storm. Yeah,
trying
one
to go
storm
up a hill,
across the
right,
country.
Trying to go up a hill and going backwards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll be getting all that tomorrow. Yeah.
Adam Schefter said that he thought someone was breaking into his hotel room in the morning. And it was ice pounding against the window. He thought someone was trying to break into the room.
So this crazy storm that's going up, starting from Texas and like a vertical line up. The
40
United states,
states. According to Elliot Abrams, 40 states affected.
And hitting us now
that's
and
going to
hit us again tomorrow. So we could get in some places up to 2 feet of snow.
Hmm. And other places, the ice could be a bigger
right,
issue with a half an inch of ice on like tree branches.
That's worse. Line.
Yeah.
yeah. You guys are going to deal with that down here, right?
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, supposedly.
I may not come in tomorrow.
Historic.
I might call it.
I don't think there's
I don't think
it's going to
be.
None of us will miss you.
Archery practice.
What do you mean you're not coming in?
Plus, half your staff just bolted today when we were coming down to the radio.
So anyway, we're dealing with that, and Pro Bowl happened over the weekend. NFC scored 55 points, and the AFC scored 42
of them in the first
42 or whatever.
Belichick continues to struggle in postseason games.
Just a real bad
especially
game.
The starts.
I tuned it in, and I mean to say that they're not tackling is an understatement. It was just ridiculous.
Yeah. It's really a farce. Of
yeah,
a game.
And. There was one part where they were actually hearing the plays called and talking. That I thought was interesting, but not for 3 hours.
Yeah.
But there was some interesting news coming out of Honolulu, mostly from Karen Garigian, who got Mankins a couple times. The last time he said that the only way he sees himself staying here is if the Patriots put the franchise tag on him. And so I did a little snooping, and I guess teams can – use the franchise tag up until March 4th, starting in February, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, they'll have a window like they always do. It's like what about like it's like 7-day window, 10-day window.
I
so
don't believe it'll be through March 4th. I think it'll be the same window.
No,
it'll be
well, unless they changed it this year.
The general date is like at the
when
combine.
When you guys are at the combine,
is the deadline to apply the franchise tag. And my understanding, I thought that was going to be the same.
Okay.
End of February.
Well, a lot of teams are going to use March 3rd. You know.
No, but the deadline is always when it ends earlier than that.
It's my understanding that all the rules are going to be the same for the CBA until there's and until and if there is a new CBA.
And there's good news to report about that. Did you get the press release last night from the NFL Players
Association?
Well,
apparently they're meeting.
You're quite an optimistic sort, aren't you?
Oh, I am too.
Well, but in this case,
that as a
in this
huge
case,
positive.
I mean, I haven't been as optimistic when I've heard Goodell say it on his own or Robert or one of the other owners.
I think it's better that
the players hadn't
it.
Said one positive word yet.
Right, the this players the hadn't been saying anything, but there was a joint statement released by the NFL Players.
Why don't you read it, Eric?
And okay, Paul, I will. And the NFL, and it said, Players Association Director DeMaurice Smith and Commissioner Roger Goodell met today, this was yesterday, in New York, to discuss a range of issues related to the new collective bargaining agreement. As part of a process to intensify negotiations, they agreed to hold a formal bargaining session with both negotiating teams this Saturday in the Dallas area. They also agreed to a series of meetings over the next few weeks, both formal bargaining sessions and smaller group meetings, in an effort to reach a new agreement by early March.
So the cynic in me says, okay, it's Super Bowl week, and both sides just said, let's... you know, get a positive spin on this at least for this week.
Okay, see, that's possible. That's possible.
The players haven't played that game yet. This is the first positive they've said.
Yeah.
All along, DeMaurice Smith has said, that's BS. I don't know where they're getting this positive from. We haven't talked. And this is the first time the players have joined.
All they're doing is telling you they're going to talk.
Right.
But that's with the intent of getting an agreement by early March.
Well, why else would you talk?
That's always been the intent.
No, I don't think it was.
I don't think it has.
I haven't heard early March from the players or any. First of all, anything positive from the players, I hadn't heard yet. This is the first sign of.
Yeah. I think this is neutral.
I think it's a positive.
Listen, it's good that they're talking. I'm excited that they're talking. I'm glad that they actually still think that early March is a possibility. All of that, I'm on board with you guys. I'm with Fred, though. All they're doing is telling you that they're going to sit down.
I think Mubarak will be out in Egypt before they have
the
CBA.
There's a million guys knocking on his door this morning. I think there's a good chance of that.
That's what we need to do to the NFL. We need to have a million-man march up into Park Avenue.
Don't we work for the NFL?
Not a bad idea.
Can you back off a little bit over there?
I don't know why when I say things like that, I get yelled at.
Well, I think it's a positive.
I think it's a huge puzzle.
It's a very,
it's definitely
very
good. It's good news. I just don't think it's as good news as Andy and Eric do. That's all.
If the players are on board, then it's a good sign.
But all they have to do is sit down and talk and realize, you know. I just read Vince Wilfork said the 18-game season is, quote, stupid.
And what else did he say? We're probably going to have to deal with it.
Yeah, and they're not happy about it.
But they
so I don't know why you think
as
unhappy
long
as they're
unhappy while going to training camp, I don't give a rat's cutoff.
Exactly.
See, you're missing the point. He clearly knows they're going to jam it down their throat. You think that's going to make for an easy negotiation?
All I know is DeMaurice Smith signed off on a statement that said by early March.
That they're going to talk.
And reaching an agreement by early March.
To try to reach an agreement. That's been the goal all along.
Apparently you guys haven't listened to what he said before because
he has
basically been the voice of doom and gloom and no chance.
No, and you're right, but I think that they both agreed, look, for this week, let's call a little detente.
How do the players benefit from that? I see the league can benefit.
It's not about the players or the league. It's about the fans for this week. Let's focus on Super Bowl.
It's the brand.
Okay,
then
I'll take it as a good sign because I don't think DeMaurice Smith has shown one olive branch towards the league, and this is.
I don't see how this is an olive branch at all. He hasn't made a concession.
I think he's doing this anyway.
Of course. That's exactly how I feel. Have you seen any signs of this before?
All I've heard is
we haven't met.
No.
So basically,
last I heard
the
players was we haven't met.
We haven't heard anything.
We haven't heard anything different.
Yeah.
Now I have Damaris Smith co-signing a release.
Anytime,
just the co-signing of a release to me.
Anytime two sides that are on two parties on opposite sides release a joint statement, to me that's very good
news. I don't know if they had formal, but I know Goodell and Smith has met as early as 2 weeks ago.
Right.
Informally.
What? Right.
Well, that just means they had lunch and said, and I hate you, you hate me, let's go home.
And during that they said that they've been in, you know, communication at least every week.
Well,
but not on an important level.
Yeah. Because Kevin Mawai said we haven't had, you know, real negotiations or a tangible offer or whatever in months.
Right.
It said, and this was when Richardson and Kraft and everybody was saying, we'll get this done. It'll be done by this. It'll be done by that. The players poo-pooed all that.
Richardson's the opposite.
He wants to hold out whichever one.
Now, you know, in your defense. I think that's the biggest problem. And that's why I'm not anywhere near as optimistic.
Well, it's obviously the biggest problem. But you only have to squash.
It's owner against owner.
From what I heard, there were nine of them.
That's the number I heard.
That's 23. Too. You only have to get to 25, right, among the owners to basically. So you basically got to squish a couple owners to your side. And once you do that, okay, they can bitch and moan, but if there's only six bitching and moaning, they lose.
And then Jerry Jones will sue the league.
Hey, never before have
I hoped. Jerry Jones going to sue the league?
What happens when an owner doesn't get their way. They sue.
No, but it's Al Davis.
Well,
it's
like
Mike
Al Davis
Brown.
And,
it's
whoever. Yeah.
They might not have the money to sue.
I hope you're right, too.
I hope it's all done by early March.
Well, I don't think it'll be done by early March.
I hope this is a positive sign that it's going to get done. It's a matter of when, not if.
This is a major positive.
I hope you guys are right. I just didn't take it as anywhere near as positive.
In your guys' defense, the players did produce a 60-second spot intended for the Super Bowl, which was intended to make the NFL look like the bad guys.
Exactly.
Saying, you know, let us play. They had
CBS
fans and players, and Kevin Mawai was in it, and... Yeah, CBS College Sports Network
wouldn't air it. There's a shock. CBS, which has an NFL contract.
Right.
Sure.
And they said that if the NFL had produced a spot just showing their side, they wouldn't have aired that either. That's what they said.
Right. Which is a bunch of crap.
Are they running for president now? We got to give equal time?
Yeah.
But networks have done that before
where they haven't shown one or the other of a controversial issue. But so, you know, obviously the players were still trying to take that hardball stance up until this came out.
Unless you guys know something about the negotiating, I don't know where the hardball stance has evaporated. Like, they haven't negotiated. I mean,
co-signing a release?
It hasn't. To say they're going to talk.
In the hopes of reaching a deal in basically a month.
But what if Damaris Smith's intention is,
I want to get A, B, C, and D, all the things I want. I want to sit down and talk about them. Hopefully, they'll agree to them by early March.
You guys must have read different things. Because I've read, basically, this was World War III erupting.
He used the word war.
Yes.
Damaris Smith used the word war.
And now they're sitting down and they're happy and they're
co-signing the negotiations.
Never did they ever say, we hope that we don't think we're going to get this done by March 4th. They've never said that.
I've never written that. Now, I haven't read as much about it as other people because,
I've heard them say, I don't know how we're going to do it by March 4th.
I never heard any hope.
On January 17th, the last day we had access to the players, several of them were asked about the whole uncertainty in the offseason, and most of them said, we expect there to be some sort of whatever you want to call
stoppage.
It, work stoppage, lockout, whatever. It won't be that long, but we expect something. So
yeah. Don't you expect it?
I had expected it.
And now you don't?
Now,
well, I still do.
I'm a little bit more.
I think it's 98%. There's going to be something.
I'm a little bit more positive about it.
I think it'll be done by the draft.
I think that this.
Now that
possibly.
Might be more realistic.
Before this, I had no hope of that. Everybody I had talked to talking about impasses, last best offer,
I still think that
decertification, loss. Mm. Well, first of all, I think if it goes to a lawsuit, I think that's we're going
to
be laid off.
I think it'll be an extended stop. I don't think there's any chance at all of them not playing football next year.
I think once lawyers get involved and it stops negotiating and becomes a lawsuit,
it's a mess.
You're in trouble.
The draft would be a logical next. If there is a work stoppage, the draft would be the next logical
because
milestone.
That starts to matter. The week after you have rookie camps, you can sign people. I think it'll be announced before then. You'll get a big swell of positive momentum heading into the draft.
I really think there's a chance of that. I have never ever thought that there was a chance of football being affected in 2011.
Oh, I did.
I did.
I don't.
I absolutely never have,
and I never will.
If those nine are really willing to dig in their heels, which I've heard it's not, then I think that's a major problem.
All right. Well, webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
But we have the entire offseason to talk about that.
508
Hopefully not. We only have a month. Hopefully not.
7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Kevin's in the booth.
My food's not here.
Doc is still in Denver. He's like on a...
Yeah, he's probably not coming back anytime soon either.
Exactly, a lot.
He's not coming back this week.
Yeah.
Probably. At all.
He won't be back? Won't be hearing from him no more?
Was he supposed to?
No. So he should be fine. He'll miss the snowstorm, which would be nice.
Storms.
He takes a lot of time off.
My flight on Thursday got canceled three times.
He wants snow where he is.
Is he in Beaver Creek?
He went to Utah first, Freddie, didn't he?
Did he? I think
he went to Utah and then went to Denver. So
I didn't get a copy of his
itinerary.
He's
a lot of his high-priced skiing trips,
too. Why is he so rich?
His
wife come for money?
It was his birthday.
I don't care. Yeah. My birthday comes and goes, and I get like a pair of jeans.
Well, I think the deal was his parents flew him out there because they were going to be out there for his birthday.
Okay, so he comes for money.
I don't know.
That's all I was asking.
How do you know that? Why do you say things like that? Maybe
my mother has never shipped me to Vail for my birthday.
Maybe the parents had points on their credit card and they used them for a flight.
But don't they live there?
Yeah, they live there.
I mean, it's a little different.
Why do you say they live in Vail?
No, I'm saying if
you think that would be an argument on my side.
If your mother lived in L.A., she made
You're making assumptions
Park
like
City.
Peter King made assumptions with the Ben Roethlisberger
right.
thing.
But unlike Peter King, I'm usually right, and Peter King's usually wrong.
Oh, I don't know if you're right or wrong about Jason. I'm just saying
if your mother lives in
another state, she may actually invite you to her house.
If she lives in Vail,
she bought you a house
if
already.
If she lived in Vail, I would assume my mother had money.
His parents live in Connecticut, but his sister.
Oh, I thought she was. So how did we get to Vail?
No, his mother-in-law.
Her parents.
His parents.
He's
not only from money, he married
money. One at a time.
So he's got plenty of money. Why does he work here?
No. Yes, his mother and father-in-law live in Colorado, and his sister lives there, but his parents live in Connecticut.
Okay, so his in-laws are from Colorado, and that's where he is.
And I think they were going, like, skiing vacation in Utah, and then his parents were like, we'll pay for your flight out there. I completely forgot it was his birthday. I spaced. I was away, too.
But that reminded me of the other thing that happened recently. Peter King wrote about a talk that he had with Goodell, you know, when the whole Ben Roethlisberger thing was going on, and said that Goodell told him that he talked to a number of Roethlisberger's, a number of players, and none of them came to Roethlisberger's defense. And King assumed and wrote that they were his teammates. So he wrote that none of Roethlisberger's teammates that Goodell spoke to came to his defense. And now it turns out that they were just players that, you know, Goodell. I think there's a lot of backtracking going on there. I think that Goodell is probably surprised that King came out with that at this time and backtracked a little, because why would Goodell be talking to players other than Roethlisberger's teammates about this?
I don't know why we'd be talking to either one, to be honest with you.
Well, you want a little background. You know, what kind of guy is he? Is this something that you can see him doing?
Yeah, I don't think if I were the commissioner, I would want to put his teammates in that spot.
Well,
and
he did a thorough
investigation. And I also wouldn't want to put opponents in a situation where they can say, yeah, he's a jerk. Right. What would you say if you were a Baltimore Raven? Biggest jerk
I
ever saw.
I think
you should suspend him for eight games.
But I think there's a fraternity in there, player to player.
I think you're high.
Because remember.
I would sell him down the river in a heartbeat.
Well, I don't know. Goodell.
If he was your teammate.
Remember Goodell.
If you were an opponent.
I think the bigger issue is asking the teammate. So you're either asking a guy to lie to you as the commissioner.
Right.
Or railroad a teammate, and no one wants to railroad a teammate.
Well, but I would assume that those interviews were kept confidential.
Well, that's what I thought.
I'm right with you.
I would just do like the old work recommendation.
I
can confirm he was my quarterback on the Steelers.
Right.
You're not going to tell him.
I'm not surprised.
I saw him touch a girl's boob on the road once.
But yeah. I'm not surprised
I'm totally with you.
I'm not surprised that he had these conversations, because remember, Goodell suspended Roethlisberger without Roethlisberger ever being charged with anything.
Right.
He went on the evidence that he was given from people that the league interviewed. I'm not surprised that he interviewed players. I am surprised that he interviewed players other than his own teammates, because what would they have to offer on this? You know, really?
Yeah. Unless they were, and I know this probably isn't the case because he went to a small school, but if he went to like a Miami or a Michigan where there were a lot of players in the league who knew him,
or even
in
just
college
league stuff. I mean,
you know,
he plays in golf tournaments. Maybe he plays a lot with, I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure
some other guy who plays
I'm
in a
sure
lot of golf.
Plenty
tournament.
Of guys from the league that know him very well.
Right.
I just don't think that if I were
rich NFL players,
if I were
to
in a position to make a decision,
right.
and
free
I was
agents
trying to,
who left Pittsburgh or whatever, you know,
yeah.
if I were in a position to try to make a decision like that, I wouldn't really take much stock into what opposing players are saying about
Well, but wouldn't you want to do your homework, though?
It depends what the...
So you'd have at least some...
I think there's a 572-page police report. That's enough homework
right.
for me.
Yeah, I think he had plenty of evidence.
I don't think he needed to have evidence of a crime.
He had evidence of... He had conduct unbecoming an NFL quarterback. I don't want my people doing this.
I mean, let's face it. The suspension was highly valid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't argue that he didn't deserve to be suspended.
But he may have been trying to formulate or, you know, compile a track record of this type of behavior. This might have been the one time he got caught, but he was trying to figure out, is this something that happens all the time?
Well,
was this
obviously
a one-time mistake?
And if I were Roger Goodell, I wouldn't be putting players, like, for the exact reason that Andy said, in a position where they have to do that.
But here's the bigger point. I think Eric said, you know, you would assume that these were confidential conversations. Why would you go tell Peter King?
Because he bungled the whole situation.
You know,
yeah.
that's
Good
the
point.
Thing. Where I think
because I don't fault.
I think Goodell I think got it's caught odd. With his pants down.
I think it's odd.
So he should be suspended.
Pardon the
Six
pun.
Six games,
Fred.
But we'll shorten it down to four.
No, but I mean, you said why would Peter King use it this or Goodell got caught off guard? Maybe he didn't. Why wouldn't Peter King use it this week? The guy's in the Super Bowl. If you're getting banged for your media buck, this is
why
the
didn't
week.
He? Why didn't he use it when he got it?
Anybody can. Well,
January 7th, supposedly.
But maybe he was kind of hoping or waiting till the AFC title game in New England. Or
then
I mean,
when he thought they were playing the Jets at home, they'd probably win. So
right.
Get,
I, maybe they rolled the dice know. And said, you know.
Well, but I think that if King had come out with this when he learned about it, obviously this is before they got to the Super Bowl and things are still fresh. You know, I think maybe Goodell would let it go, but now you come out with it Super Bowl week that none of his teammates came to his defense, and now there's a lot of, you know, backtracking because, you know, teammates are going to be pissed that this came out after all they've been through now. Now things are different now than when this first happened.
But what the bigger issue is, why is he telling a reporter this?
That's what I'm saying.
Because if I'm Vince Wilfork and I get called to the league offices to have a meeting with the commissioner, I'd say I'm not answering your questions because it'll be in Peter King's column
exactly.
next week.
Exactly.
I'm not saying damn word
That's
to you.
The bigger point.
Find me, do whatever you want, but you're a leak.
That's the bigger point.
That's a terrible thing to have is the most powerful man in your business is the biggest leak or biggest.
Right.
Who once worked in PR.
Right.
By the way.
And you
that
can,
is the most overrated aspect of his tenure
and
as commissioner.
See,
he has bungled everything PR-wise.
And you can see
that's my point.
Back when this first started, you know, when Goodell's deciding I'm going to suspend this guy regardless, him trying to justify that to Peter King, saying, you know, even his teammates didn't come to his
defense.
But
he should know better than doing that.
Exactly.
This is why he makes $11 million to make very smart decisions, not ones that Andy would make as a dumbass.
That's my point. He should know better.
So it's a terrible, terrible job by him.
Yes.
Okay.
If it's true. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute.
No one's disputing
that he
said it.
Yeah.
It's how exactly he said it.
It's whether or not they were teammates or opposing
to
players.
To me, that's irrelevant.
That's the only thing in question.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have been telling anybody.
Either way, he shouldn't be saying it.
Right. That's the bigger problem. Why are you telling Peter King how you investigated? Don't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. Stupid.
You know?
That's just poor to me.
Yeah, it's...
Another league-related issue. Oh, I lost it. Where'd it go? Hines Ward, quote, they don't give up FU
right.
about concussions.
Yeah.
Coming out about the, you know, tied into the league and the 18-game schedule and everything. But Hines
Said
Ward...
Said that this week?
Yeah.
Is there any follow-up on that, why he thinks they don't care about him?
Love.
There's a longer story. Pro Football Talk has the link to a Michael Silver story. It's about, you know, safety and 18 games and all the stuff that we've been talking about.
Well, that's the thing. If they're worried about concussions, why are they making us play a couple extra games, you know?
Because I saw the Players Union released a very interesting statistical analysis of injuries this year, and they were up massive, the number of injuries, not just concussions. Concussions was actually up. Kind of relatively small, from 4% to 6%,
something like that.
I'm surprised
but
at that.
The total number of injuries
were
went up significantly,
huge from like whatever the number was. Two.
Is it because they're reporting them more?
Well, that's
that's
one of the things was IR.
No, concussions weren't up that much.
It was a relatively
small
injuries.
Well, I don't think they're reporting regular injuries more.
IR injuries went from 250 to 365 or something. Which, that's a big jump. I mean, that's hard to say. It's this, it's that. That's a huge number.
Are teams using IR more as a personnel device rather than its true intention?
I don't know.
Could
but
be.
That's a huge
What's
jump.
What's the true intention?
If a guy's injured.
It's hurt. Really
is hurt. So they're just taking players that they want?
No, they're taking some guys that could have stuck around and putting them on IR.
I don't think by 100, 150.
Yeah.
What was the difference?
It was, no,
it was
like 115 or something. I mean, it's like,
there's not 115 Walter Williamses out there.
Well, that's my point.
Put on IR.
Walter Williams and Cliff Kingsbury have existed for years. So I think a small percentage for years has been that.
Don't tell me that that percentage jumped.
That's an interesting thing. I wonder if it's just kind of, you know,
an anomaly,
circumstantial.
Just
yeah.
a one-year thing.
Or related to field turf.
Okay. Listen, we've talked about that, too.
Yeah.
How many injuries did we see at this field this year, non-contact?
Catching
at least two or three, right?
Yep.
You know, the guy, the poor guy for the Rams, who knows, that could have been a huge injury for
Donnie,
them.
Yep.
Donnie Avery.
Donnie Avery, yeah.
I mean, that could have been a huge injury for them. They were a good team. And
my guy would have had a winning record and been in the postseason.
You know, he just went down in a heap. Who knows? There's a lot of things. See, I was surprised about the concussions for your reason, Freddie. I thought that maybe those head injuries are getting reported more. And have to be checked
that
out.
Too, but
if it's only a marginal,
relatively.
So maybe what they're reporting privately all along has been they're reporting them all. But publicly, we're hearing about more concussions now than we used to.
Yeah.
And that's why the percentage only increased marginally. Who knows?
All right. Webradio at patriots.com. 508-543-7482 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eldridge from North Carolina is on the phone. Hey, Eldridge. Eldridge?
Going once, Eldridge.
Uh-oh.
Going twice, Eldridge.
He's in his truck. I hope
he pulled over to the side of the road. Yeah.
Hey, hope he's okay. That's got to be one of the 40 states getting hit, right?
I mean there's only 10, and I'm pretty sure that Hawaii's not one of them.
Yeah. Alaska, surprisingly, not going to be one of them probably.
Right,
either.
By this storm. I'm sure they're getting snow and cold weather, but
not
this
from this storm.
Playing the game of, can you name the 10 states not affected by this storm?
Florida.
California.
Well, California, Northern California might be
I bet you maybe Oregon, maybe. Washington, that way up Pacific Northwest might be avoiding it. But
well, I've been reading the tweets from the local writers who were down there covering
that's unfortunate.
The Super Bowl. Shalise got hit in the head by a camera. She wasn't too happy about that.
Wait a minute. You're telling me she wasn't happy?
Ian Rappaport
just kidding, Shalise. I know you're listening.
Just amazed by everything. Everything is amazing. The outside of the stadium, the inside of the stadium, the hotel he's staying at, the media room. Tom Curran has been blogging about everything that he's doing. Every little thing that he's doing, Tom Curran, when he takes a nap, when he wakes up, when he brushes his teeth. Very riveting stuff.
Here's where we mock the media sitting from home.
I'm still jealous. I still want to be there.
How many times Fred says, does the media, they have to complain about everything? Now he's complaining
about the complaining.
That Ian is saying everything is so cool.
It's true.
He just is looking for an excuse to put himself out there.
Who, Ian or Fred?
Ian.
But they do complain about everything.
Well, it sounds like it was a little scary commute this morning to the media day.
Yeah.
Buses. And
Vic Carucci said that the driver was trying to chip off ice from the rearview mirror with a pen. So that was.
I mean, they didn't have a nice ice scraper.
Well, I heard somebody joke that Texas needed to get the plow back. They
from
let Oklahoma use it.
Yeah, they not a lot of cars there have all-season tire, let alone winter tires. So
they couldn't make it up those off-ramps.
There's a lot of slipping and sliding going on. But that's okay. We'll have a Super Bowl in New York. In February. That'll be fine.
Let's not get started.
By the way, some
with
of
this.
Our personnel here from the Patriots are
stuck.
Screwed by the storm. They're stuck on the runway at Logan trying to get to Dallas.
Oh, is that right?
DFW
the three, ladies
closed.
Who took part in some program for drunk driving throughout the year, and they did such a good job, they get a trip to Dallas.
Well, the Dallas airport is closed.
Yeah. Well, this is actually probably the perfect time for them to have it closed because the media's already there, and the bigwigs aren't coming in until Thursday.
Right.
Ideally, I mean, you don't want it closed at all, but this is probably the best case scenario because late in the week.
Way worse if it was Thursday or Friday.
Yeah, when the big wigs and people are going down for the whole party Thursday, Friday, Saturday. This is probably the best case scenario of a bad situation.
Then their flights will get affected, though, because of the.
Yeah,
you know,
but they're rich. They have planes.
Yeah, I was in a meeting at 11, and I guess we have 18 members or 18 clients that are traveling on Thursday with members of our marketing department upstairs.
Well,
and they're all worried.
Yeah, the problem is how does things get bumped? You know, like people who can't get out today probably won't get out tomorrow. And they're waiting for Thursday.
Right.
So how is everyone going to fit on these flights?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I mean, last Thursday, the sun was out at like 7 in the morning. My flight was at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and I got canceled 3 times.
Well, and supposedly we're getting another storm on Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday
night.
So if things get pushed far enough, then can they not make it on Saturday? Right. Well, they're going to fly the day of the game.
Right.
And, I mean,
start driving, you know?
I don't even know if that'll.
Sooner.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Can't drive through
Saturday.
This stuff.
I got all these people coming to my house for the big bash, Freddie.
Are you? Really?
I don't know where I'm going to park.
I must have lost my invite.
It's not a Super Bowl party. It's Will's birthday party.
Oh, okay.
It's much more important.
You're right. That is more important.
Anybody having a Super Bowl party?
Nope.
All right.
No interest.
Well, I wonder if any of our listeners are having Super Bowl parties. If you are, let us know.
Some probably are.
I don't know.
And why didn't we go to Ireland? That just popped into my head.
Why did we go to Ireland?
Why did you just take the last 5 minutes off and suddenly ask, why didn't we go to Ireland?
The Steelers are, you know how the Steelers might play a game in Ireland next year?
Yeah, because of Rooney,
Rooney's
right?
Rooney's the ambassador.
Rooney's the ambassador to Ireland.
We don't have an ambassador anywhere. I'd rather go to Ireland. Why don't we play the Steelers? Aren't
I would
we playing
too.
The Steelers next year?
I'd take London.
Yeah, on the road.
My mother
yeah,
yeah.
I want to go to Ireland.
I would love to go to Ireland.
But the problem too. With Ireland is that
they've played a game
in order to the Irish.
No, in order to enjoy hey, Ireland,
that's Paul Perot.
You know, you're going to have to
blow him up.
You're going to really have to travel around. Whereas in London, you can kind of, it's all right there. It's compact.
Yeah, it was great.
We don't have time to.
Best 2 hours of my life, and I was lost with Paul in
London. We wouldn't have time to go see Ireland.
Saw nothing.
You know?
Well, that was just pure.
Well, saw everything all at once, but nothing
if
really
we
at
left,
all.
If we left a full week ahead of time, like most teams have done in the past, that would work out fine, wouldn't it?
I don't
He's
know.
Still bitter about the time
trip. I am, because we got screwed out 3 days.
I loved the London trip. I thought it was great.
I did, too.
I wouldn't have any problem. I would rather go to London, but I wouldn't have any problem
and
going
green
to
green grass, potatoes, and alcohol? What else could you ask for?
Such a simple man.
I would love to go to Ireland. That'd be sweet.
The Blarney Stone.
Let's go. We play the Steelers next year, right?
Right. In Pittsburgh. Or on the road.
Or Ireland.
Yeah.
Thursday night.
Make
in
it
Pittsburgh.
Happen.
Heinz Field.
I know. I was thinking that, too, if they win the game.
They don't waste that game anymore, I don't think. Who played it last year? Don't they make that a kind of a crappy game? Because Patriots at Steelers will be a great game no matter what. That's a big game. Everybody's going to watch the Thursday night kickoff because it's the first
Minnesota,
game.
Minnesota, New Orleans last year.
Oh, it
yeah,
was.
Which, yeah. Right. I thought it was always the.
Well,
usually
it
a pretty
was,
good matchup.
And then it
it's
wasn't.
A pretty good matchup. It,
well,
because
like,
we
was,
played the Raiders.
Yeah, that was bad.
The Giants had the Redskins, I wouldn't think.
Yes.
The year after they.
It might be Jets Patriots for all we know. Who knows?
It absolutely,
it,
positively
it
will
not
be
the
Jets
or the Patriots.
I will guarantee you anything you want to bet.
The Super Bowl winner hosts the game.
No, but it doesn't have. Maybe they could change that.
No, that's the whole point of it.
The Super Bowl champ.
The Super Bowl
hosts
champ hosts
the
Thursday
night
game.
Yeah.
So are you look just at, being dumb here, or did Jonathan tell you something?
No, this is a year of change. Things could change.
Stop it. They're not going to change that. That's one of the few things that they've gotten right over the last several years.
Yeah.
Now here we go with after he
oh,
bashes.
See,
here
face.
We go after he bashed the NFL for 45 minutes. I say one thing, and you go, "Well, it's what's not the right. They got 13 million people watching the Pro Bowl."
Did they really?
That's what they say.
That's what they say.
Highest viewership for the Pro Bowl ever.
Now, yeah. Andy and Eric want to bring up something that I said to you. You kind of scoffed at me. Go ahead, guys.
Well, that notice came out, and we remember thinking last year
they said it was
that
the
they said it was
ever.
The highest rated ever.
When they were promoting it the week
they were promoting it the week before
Miami,
the Super Bowl.
They were happy to say
last
it.
Last year
was
the
highest rated
we've
ever
Pro
had.
Bowl ever last year. This year was the highest rated Pro Bowl in
since 1997.
Years. How can that be?
And a 9% increase over last year.
Right.
I don't understand.
Which one is it?
So last year's was wrong? Or
this one is wrong? Or they're not telling
no,
the
they're
truth.
Probably using technicalities
different
on
numbers,
various
right.
numbers and this and that.
They should use the same numbers all the time.
You know, this one's on Fox.
Kind of like we do with our Comcast show.
No, we always kick ass. No matter what number you use, we were the best of the three football
blocks. Oh, that's true.
Paul, it's this show that's losing ratings, according
yes.
to
Andy. Oh, Andy's in a...
No, according to the ratings. And our ratings aren't flawed.
There are no ratings.
No,
internet radio show.
See,
there are no ratings.
You're wrong. These are far more valuable ratings
than
Yeah,
but what are you
TV?
Rating it up against?
Us. Month over month.
Yeah, but what if everybody's down in a certain month, then that's what you have to rate against something.
No, I'm comparing it to us in a given month. How many people live
well,
listen to every
then our
show.
Ratings were never down.
Yes, they were.
They were always going up.
No, they weren't. See, you'd work well for the NFL. They're always going up. That's not always going to happen.
You compare.
And for the month of November, they plummeted. The month of December,
plummeted.
They rebounded.
They plummeted.
I don't know. I consider a 25% loss plummeting. To me, that's plummeting.
I got that look right there, Paul.
Andy's really jacked right
he
now.
He really is.
It's the beard.
We'll see.
It's
by the way,
what do you think of his beard?
Andy hasn't shaved in
since
a
loss.
Week.
About a week now.
About
yeah.
a week?
About
yeah.
a week.
We're going to go through the combine with it, right?
Joining the dark side.
I don't know.
I like
we'll
it.
We'll see. See how it goes.
Are you going to trim
it's
the
It's one of those things. It could end 10 minutes after the show ends, or it could go till Fred's party.
Aaron Rodgers trimmed his.
Go all Brett Diesel.
It can't go to Fred's party.
See if I can clog his filter with a little
oh,
change.
Oh, yeah, you're never going to make it to Fred's party with
no,
that.
No, I know. I probably won't make it till the weekend.
You look like Forrest Gump if you went to Fred's party.
We'll see.
You can't go all Grizzly Adams. You have to trim it a little bit.
No, I'm not trimming it for a while.
No, Brett Kiesel did.
If I have to trim it, I'm shaving. The point is I don't have to do anything.
I
if
guess.
You're gonna shave,
but it gets itchy.
Shave!
Hasn't it been itchy yet? And I've heard if you put a little conditioner on in the shower, it
that's
keeps
what I do.
Itchy.
You should like bleach all your hair yellow, and you can look like one of those big tennis balls that the kids bring to the tournaments to get signed. What the hell are you talking about?
Get some frosted tips on
him. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Put Wilson right on his forehead.
I've never actually seen those.
The big felt tennis ball. They're like huge. They're
really
the size of a beach ball.
Really?
Yeah.
And they're made out of tennis ball material?
Yeah, felt.
But like, do they bounce?
I don't.
I would assume so.
Fred, a pretty big Roger. Fred hasn't gotten Roger Federer's autograph lately.
All right.
Where's lunch?
Ace Ticket Hotline is buzzing. Larry from Miami. Here we go with the Florida calls. Hey, Larry.
Hey, what's going on?
Just snow. What do you got? Are you being affected by this storm right now? We're trying to eliminate the states that aren't.
No, I was reading about it. I'm at work. I just had to step by to call you guys because it's been a while.
Where in Florida are you?
Oh, Miami, of course.
Oh, I didn't. All
definitely
right,
not snowing in Miami.
No.
Yeah, and I was listening to the show last week, and you were talking from the guy from Naples.
Yep.
You were talking about the bugs and all that. But
yeah.
Over here on the west side, the west coast, on the east coast, I'm sorry. We have young women. We have all the, you know, the real Florida.
Right.
So all right.
Right. That's
a little east coast, west coast.
Yeah.
Right.
So real Florida is young women.
Look off a Tupac.
But yeah, I was just calling in just to, you know, I had to wake up from my coma. I finally got over it, and we lost, and started thinking about the off season. And I was thinking, and I'm petitioning that we don't get Ocho Cinco. I want to get Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh, so do I.
That wasn't. It's not really an either or. Yes, we'd all prefer Larry Fitzgerald over Ocho Cinco, but would you take Ocho Cinco over nothing?
I'd draft. Because we need a big target. And Ocho Cinco, he's great and all, but, you know, it's part of his career that it's towards the end. I didn't say he don't have to have it, but, you know, it's towards the end. I want to get, if it's not Larry Fitzgerald, you know, a young guy that, you know, we could develop, a big target, you know, at least somebody that defense have to respect, you know?
I actually agree. Because even Ocho Cinco is a short-term answer.
Yeah.
And Branch and Welker might be short-term answers.
So you want the draft. You want to draft high.
Well, Larry Fitzgerald is also a long-term answer. He's 27.
Oh, yeah. No. But
so if you get him,
I'm
you're
assuming
talking...
we can't get him.
Why? Jeff Howe reported that for the right price, he's available, even though every source
who
he talks
Jeff
to.
Who is Jeff Howe?
I'm with Fred.
What the hell?
Did you actually read the report?
No.
He reported.
First of all, who is he?
Nessen.com. He went to school with me.
He reported.
Sports Network.
And it shows in his report.
Has inside scoop on what the Arizona Cardinals are going
to
do with Larry.
He actually wrote.
What he reported.
He reported that Larry Fitzgerald could be had for, quote, the right price. But the next sentence was, despite the fact that none of the sources I talked to for this story had any knowledge that the Cardinals had actually discussed trading Larry Fitzgerald. So then he's not available. If the Cardinals hadn't discussed it, like,
that's my point.
There was nothing reported.
Tom Brady's available for the right price.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I think I use a Namakin Sue is available for the right price.
Right.
But anybody's available for
and
10
then followed up
pick.
With
Ken,
I have no
Ken
idea.
Walter.
I have no interest in Sue.
Because Larry Fitzgerald actually tweeted or wrote, I want to stay here. I like playing for Wizenhunt. I want to stay. Now, I don't know if he's just being good PR or not, but
yeah.
The smoke from the Larry Fitzgerald fire was started in New England by a guy who had no information.
That's my
apparently.
Point. Yeah, so I'm assuming he's not available.
Right. Yeah, although I'd like him.
I think that's a good assumption.
Yeah. Well, I'll trade the first round pick for him.
So would I.
So would I. But
you
would,
ain't getting him for that.
Would you
yeah,
use
would
the first round pick on a receiver?
Both first round picks?
Not AJ.
They
Green.
Might want your first four rounds of picks in Arizona. You know, I mean, that,
well, they're going to want a lot.
That's the price.
Because you know what's also overrated? His down year with the quarterback issues. He had 90 catches, 1,170 yards, and 6 touchdowns.
And with guys,
if that's your down year.
With
that
John Skelton
with the high school,
and,
even worse,
and
Max
Hall.
Max Hall.
The dumbass.
Derek
Anderson, who was a freak.
He's an absolute beast.
Right. So I would take him in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I would give multiple first-round picks. I would give multiple first-round picks.
I think it would take multiple picks anyway.
A first-round pick and another pick and... Because we need a pass rush, and
right.
We need a pass rush.
Would you give both first-round picks for Larry Fitzgerald this year? This.
I'll probably give him the first and the first pick for the third, but we need a pass rush.
We do need a pass.
Well,
rush.
Well, then you either draft one in the
what
second
round,
the or you get one in free agency.
He's using it for that.
They're trading up this year. I get the
Von Miller.
We
you're in the Von Miller
rush.
Trading
stakes.
Up for Von Miller or Robert Quinn, whichever one they want to fall in love with.
Cameron Jordan,
Quinny.
He has to get Quinny in there.
Quinny.
Yeah.
Not as sold
well,
on
I was
Quinny.
I was reading a couple of articles they were talking about. They're looking at also defensive end off of Miami. Got his name, but the defensive defensive end in Miami. I forgot his name. He's pretty, big dude.
But a real D end. I don't want one of those. I don't want a Richard Seymour D end.
No.
I want an edge guy. Yeah. I want a guy that's going to give me double digits.
260 pounds, 270 pounds.
Yeah.
Athlete.
6'6", maybe a brain tumor.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the 6'6", but both of them was what, 6'3"? I was reading 6'2".
Who, Von Miller?
Yeah,
he's a little small. Undersized, but people want him now because, A, he's supposedly by far the best pass rusher, but people are starting to say, we're sick of hearing 6'4". All these guys that are 6'2 and 6'3 go to other teams and get 14 sacks.
Because Clay Matthews was supposed to be too small.
Well, James Harrison, Lamar Woodley.
Well, hopefully the people making the decisions in this building are starting to think
The last guy who was drafted that was 6'4 and had a great
That's all that matters.
Sacks.
It doesn't matter if anybody else outside the building thinks that. People here are thinking that. That's
what's
important.
I think a guy with a high motor and was going to get to the quarterback. Even if you don't get to the quarterback, somebody else, you make somebody else get to the quarterback. You know, at least
I don't want a high motor. I want elite talent.
I want a guy who dogs it someplace because he's so damn good he can dog it. That's what I want.
I'm with Andy.
Thanks for the call, Dagman. You know what screws up the Patriots a little bit in this draft?
It was Larry.
Oh, Larry.
You know what screws up Fred? Names.
but the fact that Luck didn't come out from Stanford. You know, I could see a lot of teams wanting to make moves to try to get up there, and with the Patriots having two picks, you know, maybe, you know, that would come into play. But I think there's no good quarterbacks this year, really.
Well, there's going to be a lot of first round picks.
Yeah,
I don't know how good they are, but these guys supposedly this
Blaine Gabbert is going in the first round,
right?
Yeah. Newton's going to go in the first round somewhere.
Really, Cam Newton?
Yeah.
Even with the stuff that's going on with him right now.
What?
You know,
he's going to hold a media workout
because of his
workout?
They said it's a complete publicity stunt.
Obviously.
It may be.
It's a media workout. They're telling you it's a publicity stunt.
I just think that some teams might think this guy is going to be
ahead. Some teams are going to think this guy's got freakish talent. Let's
take
him.
And they need a quarterback.
Yeah, now, I'm not sold on any of these guys, but a lot of people, Gabbard and Newton, Jake Locker is still considered a first round pick. Well, he was going to be the number one pick in the draft.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think he'll still go in the first round.
He's a lot of people have him in the middle of the first
round.
But
is there
Andy? You saw a mock draft yesterday. They had him at 17 to the Patriots.
Yeah.
Well, I think teams would have to be really enamored to want to, you know, give away things to move up to get these guys. Quarterbacks.
But you think people would have traded to get up to 17 to get a quarterback? Is that what you're talking about?
No, but I think maybe they'd want our picks in order to get more ammunition to move up to where they want to go.
I think where it hurts the Patriots is the more quarterbacks that go before them, the better chance that Robert Quinn or Von Miller is available.
That's good.
Right.
Yeah.
Where you can get them.
Yeah.
Now they're saying like Von Miller could be a top five pick.
Right.
So you could lose some of these defensive players. Bowers is supposedly going to be a top five pick.
Quinn,
once he works out, I personally believe is going to jump back up into elite status.
If you haven't been able to figure out Robert Quinn, North Carolina is Andy's new Rob Gronkowski.
I like him. I like him. Well, that's worked for you in the past.
It sounds kind of funny that I want a guy who dogs it a little bit, but that's what I want.
I know what you mean
talent.
By that.
I don't want the guy who's maximized. Right.
Because 3 years later, he's lost a step, and the effort isn't doing it for him anymore.
That's why I'm not sold on Kerrigan. Oh, great, he's got a high motor, he's Chris Long, he's this, he's that. I don't care.
But here we go. Preston writes in, I think we definitely should make a move for Fitzgerald.
I think we
have young talent. We need to get more veterans on defense and one or two on offense. But I think Fitzgerald would be a perfect fit for a second and third or first and third.
Second and third. I mean, second and third.
Yeah. We'll even throw in Matthew Slater.
Is there a better receiver in football?
No. I think he's the most consistent,
maybe
productive,
Calvin Johnson might be the
elite
only guy.
Player.
Calvin Johnson is very similar. I would agree
with
that.
But the track record's not there.
But he doesn't have
He's 27, and he's had like five straight 90-catch seasons.
No.
I mean, you don't get much better than 27 and a long string of production.
Absolutely. The only thing I could say for Calvin Johnson is he's on the Lions.
He's also under contract through 2012.
Right.
So you don't have to pay him a bonus immediately. You get two seasons to decide how you want to do it, whatever you want to do.
Right.
But if you're Arizona, with all the guys that they've already gotten rid of last year, if they did this, their fan base would have a right to just say, screw it.
To me, that's what they have to get. You know, multiple first-round picks. You have to be able to sell it as,
we're going to take a little hiccup, this is the foundation
of the future.
And that's why I think, like, if Luck was there and that's who they were going after, and they said, we're doing everything we can to go get this quarterback and we're going to rebuild from scratch.
But even beyond that,
where do they pick?
Right. Now, they can take
top five
Gabbert
pick.
Or whatever in the top five, but now if you're picking
5, 17, and 28. You tell fans, I'm also getting, you know, whatever else I need, an elite defensive lineman, an elite this.
Quinny.
I'm getting three first-round picks. Okay, maybe it's worth it because by the time we're good.
Right.
Yeah, you would have to sell it as this is the plan. This is our master plan, and this is step one.
No one will trust
this
it.
This is how we're going
to
rebuild.
I wouldn't either if I were a Cardinals fan and they were trying to sell me.
I wouldn't trust that plan for anybody.
Bidwell.
I mean, there's very few guys that I would say, oh, you give him those picks and he'll,
right.
That you know, 2 years from now will be great.
Right.
You know, unless you have a base of talent around him and they don't have the quarterback around him, you know, so you'd have to get whoever Ryan Mallett or Gabbert or whoever you think is the best quarterback. I don't know. I don't know who the best guy is. Everybody thought Luck was and he didn't go. So
now everybody thinks Gabbert. I don't know how he came out of nowhere. Like, I'm always amazed by this. He was the number one pick. Now he's not the number one pick. He might not be first round. This guy, no one ever heard of him. Now he's a first round pick.
But I have seen, and we you know, poked a little fun last week at Mike Mayock has his top five.
Top
at
five?
At every position.
Top
five,
seven or
draft.
Eight.
In almost every position, he has a tie for fifth. Quarterback, he has a four-way tie for fifth. So there's a lot of quarterbacks that are, you know, thought to be top, you know, first two rounds anyway.
Joe Flacco type ability?
Well, it's funny that you say Joe Flacco because there's a kid from Delaware who is one of the tied for fifth, right?
There's also
Iowa
kid, Stanzi.
Ricky Stanzi.
He still has his kidney, luckily.
I don't like him.
I just think that this Cam Newton kid's going to drop.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
He's going to be a first-round pick.
If Tim Tebow was a first-round pick, you'd
he's
be insane.
Far more
to
physically
I think with
gifted.
Because
he is a 1,000 times better passer than
Tim Tebow.
I think
you're right, but with
about.
Tebow, at least you know he's going to be a team guy. You won't have to worry about anything off the field, his father. And
great. That's why he should have been a third-round pick. Good, solid third-round
well,
pick.
Probably. So, but with Cam Newton, I think
has
there's a lot
talent.
Of elite bad talent. Intangibles that you're going to have to work with.
I'm not sure about that.
No?
No, I mean, I think the father thing is an issue because it certainly seems like he has an abnormal amount of control over his son. But intangibly, I mean, I think that he shows a ton of intangibles
off
as a
field,
player.
Off field.
The things that don't show up in the right. measurables. You're not going to work out and run a 40. I think he has all kinds of intangibles.
To me, the issue with him is he going to be smart enough, a guy that's going to read defenses and go to his third
progression?
And that
you don't know until you sit down and you break down film with him and do that stuff that Bill always talks about.
And you
about.
Don't really know until 2 years
he
in.
He actually does
it. Hey, he can actually do it.
Imagine if the Patriots took him at 17.
Tremendous. I'd be excited. I don't know why. I would just be excited.
You could just... Well, who was the other guy that we were thinking about? You know, what if the Patriots actually took it? Was a guy similar to that quarterback.
Tebow. Don't say Pat White.
No, it wasn't
Tebow was the guy
was
we were
Tebow?
Talking about last year. We were saying, imagine if the Patriots.
Yeah,
got
maybe
Tebow.
It was because he was Florida. Yeah, you might be right. And what if they took him?
Yeah.
They, you know, if anyone could figure out what to do with him, the Patriots.
That's
could.
Exactly That's who it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't saying that. I would not have been excited.
I was throwing up in my mouth when I was just thinking about it.
That's what people were saying.
They hadn't had a fullback like that since Heath Evans.
And, you know, I actually turned down the opportunity to better my life by not wanting to talk to him.
I actually, you know, was in the same room with him at the Combine and, you know, don't feel any different for it. I hate him. I'm just going to say
now, is Cam Newton going to work out at the Combine? Is he going to be there?
I think this workout is in lieu of the Combine, right?
I don't know exactly.
I mean, the workout part. I know he'll be there.
A lot of the quarterbacks don't throw
to give you guys dirty looks.
I think that's ridiculous.
They don't want to have three balls hit the ground because that's part of the problem. They got little idiots like Eric and I, which we're not allowed because we're not in the PSWA.
Yeah, but don't you think scouts are smart enough to know that?
No, but it's also public. It's, you know, the stupid John Clayton writes, while four of his balls hit the ground. You know what I mean?
Speaking of
the fact that he has four balls, I'll draft him. This guy's a man.
Did you happen to see the end of the Miami Heat game on Sunday? Oklahoma City. Eddie House hit a three-pointer. They were down down two. I think he hit a three-pointer to put them up one. And he did the, you know,
big balls.
He got fined.
$25,000.
Wow.
He deserved it, by the way. It was bad.
But is that any worse than Derek Lowe?
Yes, this was way worse than Derek
Lowe. Did Derek Lowe get fined or anything?
I don't know.
I don't remember if he did.
But there was that was so quick. I mean, he definitely did it. I'm not arguing with you that Derek Lowe didn't do it. He did. This was way more blatant, and it was just him. He's running out the court like this.
Yeah, but to me, Derek Lowe's a little worse because it entails suck it. That's where it came from. It came from Degeneration X and was suck it. And
I think it,
to me, is worse than saying I have big balls.
I think there was
suck it is a next level.
I think there was plausible deniability for Derek Lowe. There was not for Eddie
Speaking
House.
Of that, and I know it's not football, but I'm not a big Kevin Garnett fan, but I don't think he did what he got kicked out of that game four on purpose.
I don't know how you can argue it.
I think he just reached out.
No, he did not. He gave the guy the cup check.
I didn't see it.
Every high school kid in the country's done it at some point in his life. He gave the guy a cup check.
Yeah, but he wasn't
the Bruce
even looking.
Bowen move.
He didn't try to hurt him. He tried to just let him know he was there, give him a little flickage. But
it's the Bruce Bowen move. Yeah, I mean, a guy's taking it free, and you give him a shot in the groin.
And he's a fraudulent tough guy, as Kevin Durant called Chris Bosh, but it would apply to Kevin Garnett. He's fraud.
You don't think Kevin Garnett's tough?
No, he's a bully.
I don't think he's tough.
Garnett gets
killed. Kevin, I have this argument with him all
in blowouts,
time.
He's a big bad.
He's not tough. It's not worth it.
When do you see him banging under the boards?
Fake tough.
What is that?
He thinks because he yells and headbutts the
pads. In basketball, that's tough for me.
Does anybody ever push him around?
I think they do.
They do?
I think he
gets pushed around, averaging 12 rebounds a game?
I think purposely he doesn't fight it out under the boards.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know why he's their best rebounder if he doesn't fight it out under the boards.
I mean more image tough than actual
I know what you're talking about. I think he's a very tough player.
He's a show. He's got to, like, headbutt the thing, make the faces.
See, I
swear on the court because I swear, damn it, if you don't like it, I just swear.
You think he's the only one who swears?
Yeah.
No, I don't. I think he's the only one who says, I'm too big, I swear.
There's, like, four or five things that really get under Andy's skin.
He's one of them.
You know, it's like, you know, you can't say, you broke your cherry. It really offends Andy.
Popped.
You know,
I'll be sure to wear.
There's, like, these three or four things. He says everything else under the sun, but... You can't swear on the court if you're Kevin Garnett.
I have no problem with swearing on the court.
Just Kevin Garnett.
It's his whole mentality of, I'm not going to stop for anybody. If you don't like it, don't come. Like, it's that attitude.
Yeah.
It's the brashness.
Whatever makes you play better.
No, anybody else.
See,
who
I
would
think
say
that's
that.
What it's all about for him. I think that he's
a mind show. Thing.
I think it's all in his mind. I think he. First of all, I think he's psychotic. I think he's out of his mind.
But
I think that's what he needs to do to allow him to play at the level that he wants to play.
I agree 100%.
Oh, you shot one after the shot clock. I'm going to jump up and catch it.
That doesn't mean I condone. You know him. I still haven't seen the play in Phoenix. It happened at like midnight. I wasn't watching the game. I don't condone hitting a guy with the but Bruce Bowen used to do that 10 times a game, and I hated him, and I don't think that's a good play. I'm not defending that,
but I don't think
it's because he's a pseudo-tough guy the way guys like you and Mike Felger, who are the toughest guys that
he
you know.
That's funny, too, because I think
I'm not
like,
the toughest guy,
Mark Jackson.
I've never threatened to punch somebody until
like,
they stop breathing like
Mark
you did.
Mark Jackson was like, that's a good play. Like that, because he was saying from an ex-player's perspective, if a guy's in rhythm shooting threes, like a guy like
punch
Reggie Miller or whatever.
If a guy's having a good game, punch him in the nuts.
No, he didn't condone the punch him in the nuts part, but get up under him and don't give him a place
to
land.
We used to lunge
fine with that. Yeah. He was the annoying little gnat who punched him in the nuts. He gave him a little flick.
But I don't think he was
trying to like fake that he was going to do that and he hit him?
No, I think he meant to just make gentle
contact.
Again,
I don't think
he meant to hurt him or do it. I think he wanted to just be annoying.
It was a very light. I'm wondering if he meant to go like this and make the guy think he was trying to punch me in the balls.
I think he meant to flick
it
his nuts.
It was close
See,
call.
He wasn't looking at him when he did it. He was looking away. So I'm not sure he meant to hit him there.
No, he didn't. You're right.
Yeah.
I suppose you also think he's a despicable human being for telling the Lakers ball boy who asked him for an autograph.
No, I didn't understand any of that.
You got a better shot.
I also don't have a problem
with Bin Laden.
I don't have a problem with the look. You look like a cancer patient. That doesn't offend me either. You're trash talking. It's supposed to involve trash. Like, it's garbage. It's between two men. Don't tweet about it later.
I agree with that.
But when you punch somebody in the nuts in the middle of there's 12 cameras.
Different.
Web radio at Patriots.com. Strippers writes in, Heisman winning quarterback and BCS champion Cam Newton of Auburn will hold a workout in front of members of the media on February 10th, but many are left wondering why. The workout was organized by Cam's father.
You've got to pay $300,000 to get in.
Which has led to some questioning in the media about the thought process going into the organization of the media workout session. The workout will not be open to NFL scouts looking to see what Newton can do and will only be open to the media, which is odd.
That's very odd. I didn't know that part.
Yeah, that's...
Newton's workout will be held a month before the official Auburn Pro Day and weeks before the NFL Scouting Combine, where Newton is expected to participate.
What's wrong with it, though?
The one-hour workout will be held at Cathedral High in Del Mar, California, and his personal quarterback coach, George Whitfield, will guide him through the workout session. Whitfield is a notable quarterback coach and is credited with keeping Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger's mechanics in shape this season while serving a four-game suspension. It goes on and on and on.
See, Whitfield, actually, there's some question as to who was behind the workout, too. Whitfield claims that he's the driving force behind the workout.
But why not let scouts in?
Not the father. No, I don't. I didn't know
that's
about
that's a
the
little
scouts.
Weird. But other than that,
I think that's very weird.
Tim Tebow had his own personal workout at Florida that was like live on the internet. It was like the biggest.
But there were
hype.
Scouts there.
There were scouts there.
This I don't understand.
Also, don't
know
how you can keep scouts
there.
Out.
One anonymous
just show up.
One anonymous. One anonymous.
Go Newton, woohoo, and just walk in. Like,
I mean, what's the difference? I mean, if Jonathan Robinson wanted to show up and he said, "I'm Patriots.com,"
right.
How do they keep him out?
I mean, Fred doesn't know who he is. How is Cam Newton's right. dad going
to
know?
Yeah. One anonymous high level scout said the Newtons would be best to realize they aren't in college anymore. Regardless of how good he looks for the media, there isn't going to be a bidding war for him. We're not recruiting him. They could wind up turning more people against them than for them with this workout.
It's kind of ironic.
Besides,
when he was in college, he was being paid like a professional. Yeah. Now he's acting like he's in college when he's actually getting ready to be a professional.
And it's kind of silly. I mean, if the media is going to be there, the media is going to publish, broadcast, somehow disseminate the information. Scouts will see it. So just let them in.
Yeah, I don't understand the whole scout thing, but that quote from the scout reeks of, why won't they let me watch? Right. I don't get it. I don't understand what the benefit is if you don't let the scout see you. I mean, I would think the whole idea is to showcase your skills for people like Fred who are afraid of some of the warts in his game and show the scouts there are none. I can do these things that you want me to do.
Guy certainly has an arm. I mean, without much effort, I mean, he's flicking the ball down the field.
Means nothing.
Like Vic.
Marcus Russell had an arm.
Well, no, that's true. But, I mean, that part of it.
Jeff George had an arm.
That part of it is certainly evident.
John Elway had an arm.
Yeah,
Dan
they
Marino
went number one
arm.
Overall.
Sean from Canada, we'll read his email, then take a break. He says, the Patriots bringing Chad Johnson would be a bad thing for the offense and Tom Brady. As good as Moss was for the Patriots, Brady would try and get him the ball a lot. Would end up throwing interceptions. Johnson, as seen this season, publicly complains about how much he's thrown to. This would bring unwanted attention to the Patriots, and of course, we don't want to see Brady throwing interceptions.
Chad Johnson's a more well-rounded receiver than Randy Moss.
I think so.
He runs more routes. I don't know if he's got what he's got left in the tank, but he runs a lot more routes than just straight down the field.
He's a much more well-rounded receiver. Well-rounded.
He may be done.
He's not the big play guy that Randy Moss was, but it's a guy who averaged over 15 yards a catch for a six-year span, and double-digit touchdowns, big-time, big-play guy. He's not a down-the-field, throw-it-up, circus 74-yard touchdown catch like Randy Moss was, but he runs a lot of different routes and is very productive. Now, I wonder, and this is what Andy and I argued last week for our debate Friday, what he has left. The last 3 years hasn't been anywhere near as productive as from 02 to 07.
With stinky Carson Palmer.
All right.
Christ,
well,
Andy, you were hungry.
Take a break. We got a lot on the table. Another hour left of PFW in progress. We'll be right back.
Paul and Fred are really battling it out, but did he really just call his boss a liar?
You aren't just lying. You're slowing down the progress of all mankind. You douche.
Liar douche!
Patriots.com Radio.
He's the model of speed and precision, a machine that picks apart defenses. This is Wes Welker, part of a last-minute drive to the end zone. He's constantly on the move, and he moves fast. You're just as fast. Introducing Verizon 4G LTE, the fastest, most advanced 4G network in America. With it, you can download a song from Beatcast Rhapsody faster than the average play can develop. Upload your favorite photo in 6 seconds. Share 10 photos in a minute. Stream video like you're watching an instant replay through a window. It's that smooth, that fast. And it's the only 4G network that can compete with Wes Welker. Yeah, oh, let's go again. To learn more about Verizon 4G, visit your local Verizon store for a live demo. Or visit verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
Okay, I'll have a
Patriots checking from Bank of America. You can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit card.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open.
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. An account setup fee may apply in some states.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Rock the Plaza every Saturday and Sunday to the Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Like what you've heard so far? You'll love it even more when you read it in Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or log on to pfwonline.com.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. What lunch today? Is James Pettigrew most interesting fan in the world? I guess so.
Thank you, James.
Thank you, James.
Two consistent things, snow and the most interesting Patriots fan. Wonder how the Mules are doing in the snow.
James writes in.
How are the Mules doing in the snow,
he
James?
He says he'll be throwing a party next year at his new house. All PFW listeners, welcome. Out of interest, is there a summer barbecue party for you guys and listeners? And Brooks Reed is 6'3", 262, defensive end from Arizona, projected rounds 2 or 3. He's not a porn star, Fred. How immature do you think I am? Also, what are your thoughts on Ron Jeremy from Defense? I think that's a joke, right? There's no Ron Jeremy from Toledo, is there?
Oh, there might be.
There
I
might be.
Looked.
We haven't gone that far in our analysis, but
yeah. Search for funny names. I'll bring that up, though, at the combine.
Ron Jeremy.
He wouldn't be the only one.
That would be good to, like, interview one of these scouts, you know, that for one of these stupid websites and say, now, what are your thoughts on Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
You know,
and then pick it apart and just take out phrases that could be, right. You know, twisted a little bit.
That's interesting. He wants to have a barbecue for listeners.
I'll go. In Australia? Is that where he lives?
No, he's here now.
You idiot. He visited the studio.
I know, but I didn't know if he still had
a
house in Australia.
Building a mule farm in Norwell, Hingham, somewhere.
Needham, I thought.
Needham, whatever. Within driving distance,
so that's
he is a man of leisure. He could have houses all over the place.
That would be something to have a outdoor barbecue for all the PFW listeners.
I think it'll be humbling when three people show up.
Well, Andy doesn't think three will show up.
With the ratings,
right? Sure.
Well, we're also bigger globally than we are locally.
Well, people could fly in. Have to get the American Airlines to give them a deal.
No, they pulled their commercials. That's what he said. That's why we were listening to music for half the commercial break.
No American. Well, I was listening to a commercial and music together.
I don't know. I didn't hear any American Airlines.
I heard the Go Pats. No. Is that Bank of America?
I don't think we're any longer the American Airlines Patriots radio network. I think that is no longer.
They saw the ratings from November, huh? And they got out while they still could.
I think they had a clause in their deal for everything, not just Patriots.com, but everything with the Patriots, and they chose to go in a different direction. I think they're putting, from what I read, they're putting more money into the Dallas and Miami markets because that's where their two arenas are. American Airlines owns where the Mavs and where the Heat play.
Does it, though? You already named the arena. You're already putting a lot of money invested
into
advertising
there. I'm just spreading what I read.
Spreading what you read.
I like it.
Let's see. Men of PFW, this is Ross from Glasgow.
Eric's here, too.
I've been waiting for this for several weeks, and it's finally happened. In our desperation and craving for a pass rush, I notice some fans have now voiced the name Vernon Golston as the answer. I've been waiting for this since it became clear that the Jets were going to cut him, roughly when Rex started talking about it being his mission to get a single sack, as this would essentially guarantee his cutting, as it would cause an escalator in his contract, making him prohibitive. Now I know that we were all disappointed in 2008 when the Jets picked him ahead of us. Andy was even allured and teased by him.
Yep.
But can we get back to reality? Eric Moore, in his first game, did something Golston has not done in 3 years, a single sack. He then went on to make several. Mike Reese, in his blog, mentioned Vernon Golston as a warning about taking the wrong player, and I think he's right. We always get carried away about drafting a pass rush guy, but can we try and keep our sanity? What are your thoughts?
What? I wouldn't be surprised if they just picked him up and, you know, kicked the tires on him.
Plus, you got that little added benefit is if you can make him any good, you're sticking it
exactly
to the Jets.
Exactly. I wouldn't rule that out.
Other than quarterback.
If he got released, I would absolutely give him a shot.
And he's going to be. Tannenbaum ended it, yeah.
I would absolutely give him a shot. What do you got to lose? You cut him August 31st, nothing ventured, nothing lost.
Right.
I mean, he's still a big freak with athletic ability.
And
there's only
look,
so many of those guys.
The Steelers didn't know what to do with Mike Vrabel for the first few years. That turned out pretty well for New England.
No, it's
you never know.
Highly although, disrespectful to Mike Vrabel.
I was going
to
say
he was a better player for Pittsburgh.
Right.
Than
he actually contributed. He may not have been a first starter, but
I mean, he was making game-changing plays in playoff games for the Steelers against our very own Pats.
But if they gave up on
Golston had gone against Bledsoe, he might have had some sacks.
Well, he became a restricted free agent.
Look at the head shaking.
Vrabel became a restricted free agent.
Stunned him
and the
a little
Patriots,
bit.
You know, made a bid on
unrestricted.
Him. Unrestricted.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And I think the end part about because they've screwed up or whatever, like, so they shouldn't draft a pass rusher because Golston sucked for the Jets. I didn't really understand the logic there. Patriots need a pass rusher. If they see one that they think is good, they should draft him. Just like if they see a receiver they think is good, they should draft
him. I think Ross,
just because Chad Jackson sucked, you don't stop drafting
receivers.
I think
Ross's point is, other than quarterback, do people get more enamored with pass rushers than any other position?
Maybe.
Do they tend to get overrated a little bit?
Was Clay Matthews overrated or Brian
Arakpo?
I don't
think so. I don't think there's any position other than quarterback that is more of a bust than others. I know that a lot of people think there are safe picks. I'm with Andy. It's all about your evaluation. If you think a guy is a good player, you got to take him. I don't think that there's more busts at outside linebacker or that edge position than any other. Do you?
What's that?
Do you think there's more busts at the edge spots than other spots? I mean, quarterback, we all agree, there's more first-round busts probably per player taken, per capita, as they say, at quarterback than any other position. But
I would say probably defensive line more than the end or that rushing outside linebacker. There's more busts in that position other than quarterback.
Have you done any research into this?
I haven't.
No, I'm asking
to admit
Fred.
It, I haven't.
And what is a bust?
Guys that, you know.
Like Gerard Warren, is he a bust?
No. Not.
He plays for
us. I mean,
he
was.
And he was a top five
no,
pick
I, I don't
or whatever.
Think he never lived up to his top pick, but he contributed in the NFL.
But you don't get that chance as a quarterback. You're either, if
right.
you're drafted number one overall, you have to be the franchise quarterback or you're done.
Or you do get a chance like
no,
some of these guys and they just stink.
It's very rare that you get Rick Meyer, who was the number two pick in the draft or whatever and still had like a 15-year career as a backup Jag. I mean, if you bust out, you bust out.
Patrick Ramsey is an example of a first-round pick.
But even he was a trade out of the second round, barely first-round pick. It's very rare that you get the Gerard Warren.
He's still
Warren.
Kicking around too?
No, I know, but it's very rare. Whereas a defensive lineman, you can be a bust and still play for a decade.
Right.
And bounce around and play for a few teams and, you know, start games and be a contributor, but you're still a bust. You're still not what you were supposed to be.
Right.
But quarterbacks don't get that opportunity very often.
Let's see. Eleanor writes in.
Eleanor.
Fred and company, what was your favorite Super Bowl and why? And P.S., love the PFW blog. Could you find it in your hearts to publish some classic flashbacks from the history of Patriots Football Weekly on slow weekends over the season? I'd love to see what PFW had to say about some of the great moments in Patriots history. It's better than any book you listed on Thursday's PFW in Progress, and please, nothing by Eric.
Wow.
That was a sneaky shot
at me. Screw you, bitch.
Eleanor.
Oh,
wow.
Oh,
jeez.
Whoa.
That did sneak up on you because that didn't have the tone of a shot at Eric is coming.
That would be interesting, although it would take quite a bit of production work.
What?
To put together like a best of PFW in Progress and play that over the weekends and stuff.
Sure.
Because you'd have to set it up. You'd have to say when it was
right.
Recorded.
We could probably get some stuff from me talking about, like, Gronkowski or James Starks from last pre-draft.
But it would be good, and, you know, if Kevin's looking
for
something
to do. Andy
might
be able to get that for you if you can't find it.
Actually, I have it right here.
Chuck wants to know, did James just invite me for free food? I'll bring the Miller Lights. Chuck in Brighton.
Paul's there.
I'm there, Chuck.
Bring a lot of them, though.
P.S. I would have come by today, but the hills of Brighton have not been plowed. Please send Red Cross Miller Light Care Pack by parachute if you have to.
I can't just recklessly, you know, parachute in Miller Light. Anyway, you didn't answer the Eleanor's question. What was your favorite?
Oh, favorite Super Bowl.
Super Bowl moment.
No, she didn't say moment. She said Super Bowl.
36, there's not even a close second.
Yeah, 01.
It would have been 42, but they screwed us.
Mine wouldn't have been. Mine would have been 36 no matter what. The overall experience was tremendous.
Yeah, 36 definitely won or 1A. But if they had won Super Bowl 42.
But 42, you were expecting it. The unexpected is better.
It doesn't matter that you were expecting it. It's the fact that...
If you're the spoiled kid and you know you're getting a Ferrari Christmas morning, that's not that much fun. If you're the poor kid and you walk outside and there's a freaking Ferrari in the driveway, you're ecstatic.
But we would have been involved in... 42. We would have been there writing about it, covering
it. They didn't lose because of me, and they wouldn't have won because of me.
I didn't say that they won because of you. I'm saying you were there. You would have been part of it.
Still
you
there.
Would have experienced
I was.
It. You were at 36?
Yeah.
Oh, you were in. Oh, that's right. That was your intern year, right?
I was on the sideline.
Well, other than the game, we were talking about this the other day. Other than the game, my favorite Super Bowl was 96 because there was very few employees there. You could go to any party you wanted because tickets were.
Did you go to any good parties?
Yeah, I went to every one of them.
Playboy?
Oh, back then? No, I didn't. I never went to any of those Maxim Playboy parties. I went to the commissioner party. I went to the NFLPA party, which was maybe better than the commissioner party. All those types of parties.
I'm thinking women.
No, I don't do that.
Fred just announced on the show he's gay.
No, I don't need that type of stimulation.
What was the wait? Women, you know, like women to stimulate you.
I'm
keep talking.
Set.
You're digging your own grave.
I'm all set in that area.
I could always eat your salad.
What was the one that we went to? We went to the
Maxim.
You went to Maxim with He Who Shall Not Be Named.
No, I went to Penthouse with He Who Shall Not Be Named. Oh. It was the biggest sausage fest ever.
Yeah, which he immediately texted me on.
The only thing that was cool was Snoop Dogg played, and you know, it was a small, intimate setting with Snoop Dogg.
Because that was the day
that sucked.
That was the day Beth had got down there, and you guys were going to that party, and I was like, oh, man, I got to go out with my wife.
Yeah, I saw, like, one nice breast the whole night.
We went
one,
to,
which is weird.
What was the other one? What's the magazine that
not one pair?
There's another one of those Maxim magazines, that type, that no longer exists.
No, we went to the Maxim
party.
One.
No, you
Maxim.
And I.
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
I thought
it was a different Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It was Houston or Jacksonville, one of them. Yeah.
In Houston. And
Sugar Daddy came, right?
That was terrible, too.
Yeah, it was another sausage fest. That one, though, we left too early. Remember? We were leaving. All the players were arriving. Jason Taylor and they were
Tony
in line
Gonzalez.
To come in. And we were like, uh-oh, should we have stayed in there?
Yeah.
We were already out.
We pulled the
but
plug.
Let's
I thought
be
that was like FHM or one of those magazines.
Might have been. Same. Some men's magazine. Fred wouldn't be interested. He's not stimulated.
No, he doesn't need that stuff. He's all set in that department.
Whatever that means.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Robin in Alaska
says... Yet I get emails mid-afternoon that say, check Boston.com, the weather girl is phenomenal.
Even he thought that was funny.
I still don't even know who you were talking about because I don't think I saw it. Or the one I noticed, have you seen, is it Francisco Rivera? Is that it? On Channel 7? Oh, my God. Yeah. Almost fell off the treadmill.
It's Francis
yesterday.
Rivera.
Francis Rivera.
Dylan Dreyer.
She always
the one
had
now.
Those? They're massive. I think she might have got
the weather girl on Channel 7, Dylan Dreyer, is another one to check out.
Dreyer, wetter, get it.
Oh, didn't.
Won't be dry when I'm done with her.
Robin in Alaska says,
I'll pop her cherry ball.
But you can't pop a cherry.
Robin in Alaska says, I just wanted to remind you guys that the Jets didn't know how to get the most out of Woodhead either. Sure, the draft bust status cannot be compared at all, but to pick up Golston and get even a third of what the Pats squeezed out of Woody, it should be enough to drive the Jets fans up the wall. I want that.
I would take a chance on him. I'm with Paul. The guy has the athletic ability. It's something else. It's motivation. It's between the ears. It's whatever. And all the much better to make the Jets look bad again.
It is.
It's like the Jonathan Sullivan trade. When they traded Bethel Johnson for Jonathan Sullivan, it didn't work.
Right.
He had nothing because he had no motivation. He got his money and he was back.
Neither of them did.
Maybe that's the case with Golston, too. Maybe you're not going to get anything out of him. Maybe there's just nothing there. All he wanted was the paycheck, and now he's content to, you know, live out the fact that he was first-round bust. That doesn't – who knows?
Yeah.
But maybe you bring him in, and he says, geez, I'm wasting an opportunity to have a career here.
Now, did they bulk him up when they moved him to end this year? Made him like a full-time end?
I don't know enough.
Because, I mean, he'd obviously have to be an outside linebacker here, a pass rusher situational something. And I didn't know if he put on a bunch of weight.
Do you remember the...
You could lose it.
Do you remember the episode of Hard Knocks when they're
when he dropped?
Yeah. Well, what happened?
He's like, we're watching Vern's nuts just drop.
Right.
But no, we're not.
That's why I hated those guys. They were just so into themselves.
But that also devalues. Clearly, he was right on LT, but it devalues the love it when I'm right on LT. Yeah. Well, you don't know when you're right because you think you're right now on Golston, and you're not. He's still a dink.
Right. Logan from Indiana says, I was watching the Senior Bowl this weekend and saw that Clay Matthews has a brother.
Casey.
He may not have the talent and skills Oregon like his State. Brother, but if he has the same supplier, I would draft him.
Oh. Well said.
So, yeah, he's an inside linebacker, mid-round type guy. So everybody who's sending in emails that we should take him at the 28th pick.
Not what we're looking for.
It's not really. Yeah, no. Although, using that logic, maybe it is.
508-543-7482 on the Ace Ticket Hotline. I tweeted out last night that I've been using a Droid and an iPhone. And on the show today, I would give my verdict as to which one I like better.
Why do you have both? Because both were given to you.
I'm trying them both out.
Yeah. How come you never pass along any of the freebies you get? Like Sirius Satellite Radio, you're cruising around with that. You get free phones, you're cruising around with that. How about dispersing it amongst your underlings?
Because I don't have two of them.
You have to have one for you of everything.
That's right.
You don't spread the wealth very well.
I have Sirius at home. I couldn't live without it.
And it's free.
No, not all of it. The one in my car is free. But
and is your subscription free?
Yes, in the car.
I thought you could take the one in the car out.
You can, but I don't. I have one.
Because it's free. I mean, why would you? He's gluttonous, even with his radio. You know how he takes bites of pizza and throw it away?
I couldn't live without Sirius.
Why exactly couldn't you live without Sirius?
Because now that I've had it, it's such good content.
Because you're going to have Adam Schein talking
football.
So you
like it so much that you have time to tell us what all these different guys are tweeting at all times and how upset you are that they're tweeting about nonsense. But yet you have enough time that you couldn't live without Sirius Radio.
What does that have to do with Sirius
Radio? I just don't understand what's so good about it.
Howard Stern, NFL Network, you know.
The NFL's not that good. I've listened to it with you in the
car. Oh, at times it is. When Pat Kerwin's on.
There's usually terrible callers. No offense to our callers, whatever, but terrible, terrible callers to those.
Yeah, a lot of them are. Because you're getting fans from all over the country of all different teams.
Right, but it's like they're calling in a national show to talk like we talk about the Patriots. And, Pat Kerwin can't possibly know everything. So it's a superficial kind of discussion. So you have one guy who's intimate knowledge of the team as a hardcore fan, and then Pat Kerwin kind of glossing over. There's no value in it. Unless we are on it.
Unless they want to give us a show.
No, I'm being serious because that's what they would want. Those
would
types
niche,
of fans.
Niche marketing.
I can go to Patriots Channel 317 and get PFW
that,
in
well,
progress.
Here's what I'm. Here's
I
what
said
I'm,
that's a friend. I think every team should have their own.
Here's
show
what I'm proposing.
So then when they call in and be want, you know, how's Tony Carter looked in practice
right,
of late?
Yeah.
Eric can tell him.
Well, here's what I'm proposing to Sirius. What my proposal to Sirius is, they can geo-target content. So if you're in the New England area, they could have one station that all the teams use, you know, one number. That when you're in this area, it's Patriots programming. When you're in Pittsburgh, it's Pittsburgh's programming. And then the teams can create the content for that. That's what I'd like them to do. So
now, when you say propose, have you actually proposed it to them?
Is this
discussion right now the
proposal? No. Through a channel, I've made that proposal to them. Not directly, but someone has done it on my behalf.
Jonathan?
Doesn't matter who. At the highest levels.
Any story you tell, I just assume
See,
it's
the,
Jonathan.
In the
Somebody
past,
picked up milk on the way home. Was it Jonathan?
In the past, Sirius wasn't interested in any end of that because they assumed that they would have to pay for it. Sirius pays big, big money for the rights to the NFL channel and all the games on Sunday.
Right.
You know, they pay a lot of money. For the thing I'm thinking about, they wouldn't pay us. We would just get a share of the inventory.
Okay. I'm all for it.
I hope they are, too. Because then we could be in the car.
Right.
That's all I care about.
And we can be vulgar still, because it's serious.
Right,
that's true. Yeah,
right.
I'm all
Freddie,
for it.
I have another request.
Could be more vulgar.
Could we get when you're making these requests? Could Andy and I get some cups so we don't have to drink out of bowls?
I'm
surprised you haven't made
kitchen.
Fun of him yet.
He made fun of me a little bit when I came in. It is a big. It's a funny.
It's a soup cup.
Soup cup or soup bowl?
We don't have any cups around here.
Not one cup in all those cabinets outside.
Okay.
We do have a new studio though. When's that going to be done?
I don't know. They're really slowing down on that.
Yeah. Well, I've never seen anybody
no slower than
on
I
it.
Love this bar that was supposed to open for the Country Music
well,
Fest 8 months
ago. To be fair,
ago.
I think Freddie made a request that they don't work on it while we're doing programming.
Well, that's
so they
true.
Don't make noise.
I did say,
so
now,
we
are we,
see a lot of people.
Are we going to get booted out of this place at any point? Are we ever going to be in there? Or
no.
Is that, that's auxiliary? Or?
That's so we can do other things at the same time we're doing this.
Like what?
Revs, ESPN Boston.
So we can do In the Net podcasts.
Yeah. In the Net.
That, things like that.
That way Andy can be yelling at me and another monkey.
I also might use it for an auxiliary video studio.
Auxiliary?
I think he added a syllable to that word. I'm not an expert.
Auxiliary? Auxiliary?
What was it? I stopped listening after you bungled the word. Yeah, it's auxiliary. There's no rarary.
Auxiliary?
This is the man who argues Mike Ditka sucked as a coach because he says dumb stuff.
Hold on.
Paul's mic is.
Are you taking the cranberries out of that? Are you peeling off the fruit from your cookie?
A little bit.
That's the best part of the cookie.
It really is.
I think it's good.
The two flavors come together nicely.
See, have you tried them?
Oh, here we go with the. Have you tried?
When I first looked at those things, I was like, "Oh, I wouldn't like that." But then when you take a bite into it,
because
like,
I really don't,
like
I actually look for one with the most berries in it,
and I don't really care for cranberries. I don't like cranberry
me
juice.
Neither.
I
but they that, work those are, but that's really good.
The sweetness of the white chocolate and the cranberry tartness,
and the butter, tremendous.
So good, yeah. Solid.
So Paul's got a napkin with impressed. All these little pieces of cranberry that he's plucked out of the.
Well,
cookie.
That's because it's the healthy part, and you know he has no. that. They're high in like antioxidants or whatever.
You do eat a lot of fruit, though. You said during the day
shows.
It's funny because he's fat.
That was well timed.
I didn't say I didn't eat a lot of cheeseburgers. I said I eat a lot of fruit.
I fell off the wagon with cheeseburgers.
I had a banana.
What, why?
Well, I'm not really supposed to eat them, I guess. I don't know. I haven't had one since October, but I made stuffed cheeseburgers the other night where you put cheese inside.
Ugh.
Oh, my God, were they good.
It's like a Pizza Hut cheeseburger.
Oh, my God. Tremendous.
Really?
I found my new, I'm going to just now experiment, bacon. You know, I felt sick afterwards, but when they were going down, they felt good.
How are you? Yeah, how have you been lately?
I don't know.
Because you haven't been complaining as much.
No, I think the medicine's helping.
Be more specific about that.
About that, yeah.
When is that thing over when you can eat normally?
I don't know. I'm supposed to go. I have a follow-up coming up.
Because one of your favorites is like buffalo stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure really that's ever going to be able to be a regular part of the diet ever again.
But you can get buffalo stuff that's not like scorching, that just has the flavor
I know,
to it.
But that's what he likes. He wants it to be, you know.
If I can get back to burgers and pizza, I'll be happy. The buffalo would be an extra, but burgers and pizza has killed me.
I'm surprised burgers. I see pizza because of the acid
I like the
in the tomatoes.
And I like, part of the burger is I'm not supposed to have ketchup. I like my burgers doused
full
in ketchup.
Ketchup's full of acid.
So
you can't eat hot dogs either, really, then, either?
I've been having them with mustard. It's not the same.
No, it's not.
You eat ketchup on your hot dogs?
Yeah.
When I was four, I
put
did.
All three.
When I became
mustard,
a man,
relish, ketchup,
I used mustard on
cheese.
My hot dog.
I'm with Eric. I put everything on my hot dog.
Oh, yeah.
I just do ketchup.
I don't like ketchup.
Maybe some
and
onions.
If I can only pick one, ketchup would be the one.
Mustard and onions.
I like the onions.
Mustard and relish isn't bad. Although, sauerkraut and mustard is the best.
Sauerkraut's really good for you. I saw a study.
Is it really?
Yes. Really, really good. They just did some study. I forgot why. But really, really good for you.
It's a form of cabbage.
Yeah, it's like pickled cabbage, right, or something
like that. Yeah,
must give you gas then, because
it does. Yeah,
yeah, you went right. You went right before you go on the airplane.
He doesn't need any help in that category.
Corned beef and cabbage heat?
I don't have that.
Corned beef and
cabbage for St. Patty's Day. St. Patty's Day coming up in March.
You know, a good
Kevin.
New York
St. Patty's Day is coming up.
Coney
in March,
Island
Paul.
Hot dog with hot mustard and sauerkraut. That's living, baby.
You don't know for living.
Zach writes in, why would we want to be like a
it's the offseason.
People say be like Pittsburgh. He says, why would we want to be like a team we routinely destroy at their own field? I can think of two times when the Steelers beat us in the past decade. The 2005 season when Brady played like crap and Corey Dillon fumbled in the year Brady went down for the year. Other than that, we decimated them twice in the AFC Championship in their own stadium, beat them in a close game in their own stadium in 06, murdered them in Foxborough right after the 01 season, murdered them in 07, and beat the crap out of them this past year in Heinz Field. What the Patriots need to do is actually play good football in the postseason when it matters. That has nothing to do with being like the Steelers or anyone else for that matter. I think that was something we were talking about before.
And, well, where were we?
Not
someone's
today.
Emailers
on
right
Thursday,
in.
Someone emailed the show, the organization. And did you know that Fred has access to those?
Access to?
To what?
Where does it come in exactly? Does it come into, like, the crafts?
It's directed to the front office.
The front office. Directed to the front office.
All the feedback emails?
And Fred read this ridiculous, over-the-top, critical email of all things that are wrong with the Patriots and why they need to be like Pittsburgh and blah, blah, blah. And I think that was in response to that.
Well, and I don't. I think some of it would be on the field. Defensively, people think Pittsburgh has a great defense. Mm-hmm. And year in and year out, they do. They're aggressive. They do things Patriots don't do, which is put pressure on the quarterback and create big plays through that. And then offensively, people have said, well, have the Patriots gotten too soft, too Tom Brady passing-oriented? Well, the Steelers aren't that. They're, you know, run the ball, play defense, make a key play through the passing game. And I think there's might be some truth to that. We've talked about the fact that maybe the Patriots' style, and people have said, were they built to take on the Colts? You know, Belichick thought he was going to have to face the Colts every year, so he's built to take on the Colts. Whatever it is, their style hasn't translated to the postseason the last couple of years very well.
But it has, as the emailer pointed out, translated very well against Pittsburgh, because I think the things that the Patriots do well offensively coincide perfectly with the things that the Steelers don't do well.
Right, but the problem is the email started with, why would we want to be like the Steelers?
Well the six
two
Super Bowl
rings and a third on the way. Well, I'm not even going back that far. I'm just saying in the modern era of the last few years, the last time you won a Super Bowl, Steelers have won three potentially in that span. That's three good reasons.
There's certainly nothing to look down your nose. Happy. You don't look down your nose at Pittsburgh.
Well, the whole thing, though, last year we should have been like the Saints. And, you know, Patriots are fine. We just got to get things, you know,
really
add a couple players here
the
and there.
That never came out of my mouth, I'll tell you that.
I'll tell you what I'd want to add is Kevin Colbert. He's the guy. He is the guy in charge of their personnel department who continues to find people for the scheme. You know, that defense, that Dick LeBeau scheme, well, he always has a linebacker that's capable of stepping up and getting sacks, whether it's Harrison or Woodley or whatever. They just churn those guys out for the last decade plus.
They've got a good program.
What?
They got a good program.
Well, then I want the program, whatever it is.
And that's why I wouldn't look down my nose at them. They have a great program.
I was a little surprised Paul Amalo was Defensive Player of the Year.
I was shocked at that.
Yeah, because of the injuries.
Yeah, I just thought he had a short span of dominance. He was great early. I remember watching like the first couple weeks where he dove over the pile on the goal line he had a pick on the ground.
The
was
strip
right.
sack of Flacco in the big game against Baltimore is probably the single reason why they're in the Super Bowl.
Maybe it's just because he sucked against us. And I'm kind of swayed.
And
he didn't have a great game against
Baltimore. He's done nothing
Baltimore
down the stretch.
In the playoffs either.
He did nothing in the Baltimore game and nothing in the Jets game.
But that doesn't really matter.
No, they don't count at all.
They don't count those.
Except in Fred's land.
I was surprised. I was surprised by it. I thought.
You thought it was Clay Matthews?
Yeah, I didn't really. I don't know. I don't know if he deserved it either, but I thought he was going to get
it. Is that
who
you were expecting?
I thought Matthews was going
to
win.
I thought he was going to win it. I thought he seemed to have the groundswell of support.
I agree with you. I
thought he had a great year, too.
Well, see, I think a lot of guys had really good years. I'm not sure anybody had great years. And, like, Paul Amalo missed some time. Ed Reed for half a season.
Yeah, he got one vote. A guy you talked about as you, Eric, and I were walking down here, Tamba Ali, had a great year. I don't think he got a vote. I heard them talking about the voting today. I didn't see it. I heard them rattling them all off. I don't think he got a vote.
14
sacks. Yeah, that's a great.
Nobody talked about him all year.
Season.
Nobody, and the Chiefs were relevant.
Yeah,
they were at the top of the division. They
better
made the
than
playoffs.
People thought they were going to be. Right. James in Brisbane says I read this on Pro Football Talk where they said in terms of playoff passer rating, Brady and Big Ben are equals.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is clearly a very good quarterback despite some obvious personality deficiencies, but I still can't put him in the same category as Brady, Manning, and Breeze. He's right below with Rodgers, Rivers, and Ryan at the moment, but a win on the weekend, I would say you would almost have to elevate him to that status by default. When Brady had only three Super Bowls before the stats, he was elevated to elite because of what he had done in the postseason, and I guess we would have to afford Ben the same benefit of the doubt. Would you agree?
Get it, the benefit.
Yes, got that, yeah.
I agree with Patriots fans on this one. I don't look at Roethlisberger the same as Brady and Manning. Now, I don't have the same hierarchy that this emailer does. Certainly wouldn't put Matt Ryan anywhere near that vicinity, the top five. Nowhere. I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, in my opinion, in the postseason. He hasn't done a thing in the postseason yet. But Philip Rivers, I also think, even though I really like him a lot, has really yet to do it in the postseason. So I think you got to keep. I would put Ben ahead of that, ahead of those two guys. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers is able to do in this game. But you know, he's been pretty impressive in the postseason. Really one bad half out of his, whatever, five postseason games now, or four postseason games. He's been pretty good in the playoffs. To me, it's still Brady and Manning. I don't put Breeze with them. I know everybody else has seemed they you know, he won the Super Bowl last year and everybody
because he had a down year this year. There. If he had had a better year this year, I think people would still say that he belongs up in the top three.
I wouldn't, because he didn't do it for as long as Brady and Manning did, but I know everybody else does. I'm in the minority on that.
I also had major shoulder surgery, but you know, earlier in his career and came back from it. I mean, that says a lot, I think, about the kind of player Drew Brees is.
Yeah. Michael writes in and poo-poos my serious geo-targeting idea. He says part of the benefit of the NFL.
I was arguing with Eric. What are you doing?
Part of the benefit of the NFL package with Sirius is so that Pats fans from outside of New England can listen to Gil and Gino from anywhere. People who have moved away, truck drivers on the road. Offering that content only to people within the region doesn't offer any benefit. Those people can already tune into local radio to hear sports talk for local teams. Most of the talk on the NFL station is around last week's game, the upcoming games, etc. during the season, something that doesn't require intimate knowledge of the teams beyond the national media's knowledge. And in the offseason, they do a great job of breaking down incoming draft talent and free agents, info applicable to all teams. Pat Kerwin and Tim Ryan are great. The rest of you guys should get on the bandwagon.
I've heard it. I don't think it's great.
I do like Pat Kerwin. I said he was good.
I think it's insert obvious answer here.
Yes. Yeah. But you weren't talking about removing.
No.
And overstating.
No, but he makes a good point. If you want local sports talk, you can get that without Sirius. But I'm saying that the teams would own that station. And I think it would motivate teams to give content that those local stations can't give them.
And I also think that you have a big benefit of exactly what our audience is. I think other teams would be in the same situation. There are Patriots fans all over the place that can't get the local talk of their team. And we would give them an avenue to get that local talk of their team, regardless of where they are.
Plus,
on Sirius.
Right. So, and that's
well,
the other.
Fred's idea, though, isn't regardless of where they are.
Right.
It's only within the borders of New England.
Right. Because I'm not. I
would
don't
it
think
be all of New England?
Sirius couldn't have 32 stations. They'd have to have one station.
Yeah, see, I talked to you about this. You forget all my plans. You wouldn't have to have 32 at the same time. There's different time zones in this country. You could divide it up in a much smaller bandwidth or whatever it would take for all the different stations, because you wouldn't have to have all the shows going on simultaneously.
Yeah, but who gets drive time? And cause, you know.
Drive time is different for different areas of the country. Our show could be on drive time
right
here, and the San Diego Chargers could be on drive time there. I mean, there's ways to do it with not 32 different stations. You could do it with half that many stations.
Drive time there is not
three hours later.
No, I understand that.
I mean, you would need more than one station.
Yeah.
You can't do all 32 right teams on one station, but you wouldn't need 32 stations.
And they have a gazillion stations, so they couldn't add or
I don't. I think
six.
There is a limit to the amount. I'm not sure. I mean,
but I think also, if you're all in New England, you can't necessarily get Patriots talk in all of New
well,
England.
That's the thing. You know, in
if
the middle
you're driving
of summer,
to Maine or
if you don't feel like talking Red Sox, you switch it over to us. And
no, but
you know.
I'm even saying, like, there's a limit to stations and where they're located. If you're on Sirius, you could drive from
right
southeastern Connecticut to northeastern Maine and listen to us the whole way.
That's right.
You can't listen to anybody else the whole way.
Yeah.
You're in and out. You're scanning, trying to find a station.
Right. True.
Right.
Stripper says, I've had Sirius since late 2004, just before Howard moved over. Once you have Sirius, you will never seek to listen to regular radio.
If I had Sirius for free, I would use it.
I would listen to Howard Stern.
I think it's worth $12 a month.
There's no question in my mind I would listen to Howard Stern every morning.
No. Not when he's talking about
on my way
all
to
the
work
gross stuff he talks about.
It's but I wouldn't. I don't think I would
you're
listen to my sports
it,
talk
tell
on Sirius.
I'm not offended, just disgusted. It's always about a guy having poop on his wee-wee and stuff.
So anyway, I was talking about the iPhone and the Droid. I have a Droid Pro, and I have an iPhone. Now, in comparing the two, I think both of them basically do the same things. I mean, I think
make phone calls.
You know, I think the Droid's
no, they don't one do up that on your iPhone.
I think the Droid's camera, but I think when it comes to usability and user interface and elegance, I think the iPhone blows it away. I really do. I think that once Verizon comes out with the iPhone this month, I think everyone's going to migrate to that.
What about the problem that their network can't handle it?
Well, that's, you know, another story, but
because you can't do the web and the
assuming
phone.
It's no worse.
Verizon can't handle it?
No. Assuming really it's no worse than AT&T, I think everyone's going to migrate to it because it's just so much more elegant than any other phone.
So is that
I mean,
the
Droid has
of...
all the features.
What does elegant mean?
It's easy to use. It looks good. It's intuitive. You know,
that's your iPhone.
We've come full circle to our pre-show fight that Fred and I had about movies.
Right.
He's interested in looking good.
No, but ease of use is important, especially when something's the size of your palm. You don't want it to be difficult to use. You want it to be as easy to use as possible.
Is it the same type of interface as the iPhone, though, like where you touch the screen?
Yeah, it is. But it also has a keyboard as well, in addition to.
So you can do one or the other?
One or the other, yeah. And, you know, for some people that, you know, heavy texture. I'm not a heavy texter, so.
I'm just a heavy
But I'm just saying, if you compare the user interface, UI, they call it in the biz.
UI.
I don't think there's any comparison. I really don't.
I can't argue with it. I've never used either
one.
No,
I don't have any idea.
Freddie, I got a question for the iPhone. Is there something like that doesn't allow it to use Adobe?
Yeah. That's a one upside with, the Android, platform is it can use Flash.
Okay.
But the thing is, with the iPhone, they've worked out with YouTube. So anything on YouTube you can watch.
Watch, yeah.
So that takes care of that.
I ran into
And then any website that's worth its salt has come out with an app so that they've converted as well. So there are some times when you run across a site that you're browsing to that has Flash and you're out of luck because you're on an iPhone. But it's not enough to overcome the fact that it's just a better device.
Yeah, I never knew that, Freddie. I ran into the issue where my girlfriend has the iPhone and we were trying to check in electronically to check in for your flight, and she couldn't do it. And I just assumed, like, well, you know, with my BlackBerry, if her iPhone can't do it, I can't do it. And my BlackBerry did
well,
it, no problem.
But, you know, if that's like an airline, they're dumb. To not have come out with something that
Everybody
worked
that
on
doesn't
iPhone.
Do it the way he wants it is dumb.
No, I mean,
well, I was
if
just
you're not addressing the
it.
iPhone crowd on mobile, then you're missing out.
Now, the new iPhone, that's going to be like the 4G one, right?
The Verizon one?
Well, I guess.
I'm not sure if it's on
now,
the 4G
that...
network. I'm not sure about that.
No, that's why they can't do the two at once, because it's not, right?
So this is a different version of the iPhone. It's going to be on Verizon. Because right now you have to do AT&T.
Is that what you do?
Right. So you no longer will do AT&T?
You have the option to have both.
You can have either one. And they're going to be the same,
only on
a different network?
This phone that I'm holding in my hand, which is the AT&T iPhone, will not work on Verizon.
So you have to get a separate
You have to get a different phone.
You can't
different.
Just change the service.
Nope.
Oh.
Nope. The Verizon phone.
Why is that?
It's not
my health insurance. It's a scam.
I'm not exactly sure. I read about it once. I forgot, but there's a reason hardware-wise why Verizon.
So are you going to get the new one?
No, I'm going to keep with this.
Oh. So are they the same?
They do exactly the same thing.
You can't make calls if you look for an ice cream
I was being serious.
You know.
So can you make a call?
No.
What was it? We were looking for an ice cream place and found
a
laundromat?
No, it was like an abandoned building or something.
You don't remember that brick wall in Philadelphia?
I thought it was a different storefront.
It was after he hit the jackpot with the first place. The
Moriarty's.
Yeah.
It was
then
one of many, many times that I was surprised that Fred didn't turn around and punch Andy right in the face because he was so mad.
Or like Seattle when he said, I think it's another block this way, and we were walking by it on our right already. Remember that?
Party? Yeah. Walking down the hill,
yes.
Then up the hill, then down the hill.
That thing fails us miserably every trip.
Yeah, people say that San Francisco's hilly. Seattle is just as hilly.
Yeah.
But
almost,
it's no Providence.
Almost like North Providence.
let's see. Harry writes in from Vegas. He says, for the record, no problem here in Vegas from the storm, although we may get 40-mile-an-hour wind gusts from the next storm headed your way later this evening. I've been going through some of the proposition bets for the Super Bowl and would like your opinion.
These are fun.
One, will there be a successful two-point conversion?
No.
Yes.
Is plus 400. No is minus 550.
I'll take the yes. Cool. Then you got to take the better odds. Yes.
Will there be a safety? Yes is plus 600. No is minus 1,000.
No.
Ligurski won't poop himself this week.
Will there be an overtime? Yes is plus 700. No is minus 1,400.
No.
Okay.
It's got to happen sooner or later, though.
This hasn't been a great season for the NFL this year, so let's hear your opinions before I head to the casino. I think it's Green Bay who's going to win the game.
I think so, too.
I like Green Bay.
Not by a lot.
27-21.
Not by a lot.
No, it'll all depend on turnovers. if Pittsburgh forces a couple turnovers, get some pressure.
I think it
on
all
Rodgers.
Depends on the Green Bay Packers offensive line.
I think it's getting bad out there.
Is it really?
If they
can, my mom just called me, and she's afraid to drive home from school, so she might hang out until I get
early
home.
Dismissal today, huh?
I think so, yeah. And yeah. She's too afraid to go it alone. 1:15. I was like, I'm in Foxborough. So.
Actually, tell her to wait till after 7.
Wait till after 7?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a long wait to be sitting in your classroom.
Freddie, that was a good blast from the past. That was a good one.
You're safer here doing more work.
Joe to the grindstone.
Chris is gone.
Joey Feep writes in. Remember Joey Feep?
Joey Ferreira Feep. Left.
Haven't heard from him in a long time.
Chris Ferreira left.
Couldn't wait the last half an hour to finish the program.
He must not have his truck. His wife's truck.
His wife has a truck and he is. Yeah. He doesn't.
Yeah. He's got a little.
I can't make fun of him. My wife drives an SUV. I don't.
But an SUV is not a truck.
His wife has a truck. He has
like, no, it's not a truck.
You know what I mean?
It's a Honda Pilot.
Oh, yeah,
wife
but
has.
I mean, can you understand if she was driving like
his
this
wife
GMC.
Doesn't have a truck either. Right. It's like an Explorer or something.
All right.
Well, it's got four-wheel drive.
Okay. Yeah,
but
if she wanted a truck, though, she would have a truck.
But
I don't drive that because.
We'll put it that way.
Tony has a truck.
Gas.
Honka.
It's not as good on gas. It's my commute. That's why I don't take it.
Anyway, Joey Feep writes in, hello, Fred, an excellent PFW crew. Going to make this short
Eric's
sweet.
Here, too. go screw yourself.
14-2 is awesome, but losing at home to the damn Jets was nothing short of unbearable, to which I have three suggestions. Defense, defense, defense. Please tell me Belichick and Caserio will be adding quality depth to the defense via free agency and the draft. Lord knows we have oodles of well-positioned picks. 17, 28, 33, 60 has got to be spent on guys that make a living in the trenches. What do you think?
Well, if they keep those picks, their history is that they don't keep the picks.
Well, you should care a little bit more about the trenches than you do.
Maybe that's true, but I don't.
They have some issues in the trenches.
Yeah. I think as long as Ty Warren comes back, they're fine.
Especially if they lose Logan Mankins.
We might be sleeping here.
Why do you keep updating the weather forecast?
I just keep getting all these messages that are asking me, are you at work? Are you at work? Good luck. And you might be sleeping here. That's what I keep getting.
I thought this was supposed to be like
that.
4 to 6 inches today.
Yeah.
How does 4 to 6 inches turn into
sleeping
here?
I think what's happened
last night it was up to 10.
It's 5 to 10. It's escalated today, and it's dumping more than they originally thought during the
we
day.
We need to
today.
Get the hell out of here.
Last night they
we
said
need to get
five
better
to
weathermen.
Ten.
Well, we've got 20 more minutes in the show, but we can all
but let's,
sleep
let's,
at the Renaissance.
Let's stick to this trenches thing.
I don't want to sleep at the Renaissance.
I agree with Andy on the priorities. I have the same priority that you have.
Okay.
I think the edge guy, they need to find a way, however they do it, to get more pressure on the passer. So that needs to be the priority. But I think that you're overlooking their lack of depth and possibly lack of talent on the offensive line anyway, if they lose Light and Mankins.
The offensive line, I'm more concerned about than the defense.
Well, that's
line.
The trenches.
But I don't think they're going to lose Mankins. Personally, because I think
they'll franchise him, but whether or not he plays is another story.
Well, that's fine.
I don't think they'll lose him for nothing. I think there's a chance that he's not on your team in 2011.
So they franchise him. Well, I think he's nuts. I mean, he's going to sit out again and leave $11 million on the table.
No, but what if he sort of demands
a trade
and they trade him?
I didn't trade you. Play.
No, but if they trade him, I'm saying. Well, there's a chance that he's not on your team, don't you? I mean, would you at least?
There's a chance.
I agree with you. There's no chance they're letting him walk for nothing.
Right.
That I agree with you.
I think there's a chance he has to play out the franchise tag.
You think that's the only chance? You don't think there's a chance that he listen, you guys can do whatever you want, but I'm not playing.
Right, and then you'll show up in week 7, just like you did last year. I mean, that's the track record he set, right? He's not willing to go the full distance with his holdout?
I mean, he doesn't necessarily need to do it this time around.
Maybe.
I mean, last time he had to do it.
He had to do it.
He had to get that accrued season. Right. Mm. He doesn't have to do that now.
Yeah, but then they can just keep him.
I mean,
is he willing to
sit out
4 years?
Here's a question I had about that. And maybe I'm just asking. When you tag somebody and they don't show up, do you have to leave the room on your cap for that guy?
There are some changes there. I forget. Certain dates, things happen. I don't remember exactly.
Because, you could say, well, let him sit out. Doesn't hurt us. It does if we have to keep that slot open in the salary cap.
Sure.
You know?
I mean, I suppose if he comes in and signs it, you have to have the ability to get under the cap.
Right. At that point, you make some moves and do it. But while he's sitting, do you have to have that slot open?
I don't think so.
I don't know the answer to that.
I think you do.
It would seem to me that you would.
Because you have to have it the day you slap it.
Because if you're filing a contract, you have to have the ability to make it a legal bound contract.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it would seem to me that you would have
to. So there is a downside to him sitting out besides him not playing, you know?
What about the whole, you know, agreeing to not tag him in the future or something like that, like they did with Samuel?
Yeah. Oh, I would. I'll give him that if I get another season.
Play under the franchise. We
now
won't franchise you next year.
Two seasons out of you when you really didn't want to be here. And
okay. You guys, two optimistic guys, Eric and Andy, what's more likely?
Now it's said with a tone that I'm optimistic.
CBA
I told you, we can't win on this show.
Really? CBA by March 4th or Logan Mankin signs and plays as a regular player without a franchise?
What's more likely?
What's more likely to happen?
The CBA.
The CBA.
Oh, wait.
Really?
Wait, by March 4th?
No.
I'm going to go
Logan
Mankin.
Yeah, by March
4th.
I don't want, no.
Oh, I know there's going to be a CBA eventually.
More than likely, Logan Mankin's
resigned.
Give me
CBA by draft or Logan Mankin's, and I'll take CBA.
Okay.
I don't think either has a chance in hell of happening, the other two.
God bless you.
By March 4th.
No, but
thank you.
Logan could happen in the summer. I don't care
Mankins
about when.
Get,
oh, I don't
okay.
care about
any,
when.
No, yeah, Mankins anytime.
Oh, anytime.
Then signing an extension Mankins. Anytime.
Yeah. Mankins.
Okay. I think Mankins has better chance.
Tim from Clovis, California, he says, ketchup on a hot dog, please. And give me your opinion
have you
on
tried
the
it?
I've had it when I was a kid. I used to have ketchup.
And ketchup's good.
A lot of people
but not
put ketchup
on a hot dog.
Of
mustard's
course it
better.
Is. No.
Mustard is definitely better, but a lot of people
put
ketchup on hot dogs.
Put it on,
yeah.
put it on anything.
I would say it's probably the most common hot dog condiment.
Oh, no way.
No, I would
agree with
you. Mustard and
mustard
relish.
Is
now, other things,
mustard
if, you
and
go,
relish.
If you go into other types of sausages and that stuff,
yes,
is mustard.
Yes.
But I think ketchup on a regular hot dog would be the...
All right, strippers, do some research. Get back to us.
You know, it might be a New England thing, actually.
When I was a kid, I used to eat ketchup
Listen,
sandwiches.
I know a lot of people who put ketchup on hot dogs, but I don't know more people that put mustard and relish. To me, blow it away.
Tim
Apparently
also
you did
says,
not come from money if you were eating ketchup sandwiches.
Tim wants
That's
our
true.
Real tomato ketchup, Ed.
Tomato. Tomato.
Fred's getting angry.
Well, Tim wants our opinion on the following sports
real
reporters.
Tomato?
Felger, Gasper, Reese, Curran, Rappaport, and Ryan.
we have to give a scouting report on
That 800 number.
This is like Goodell asking Roethlisberger's teammates
for. That's just what I need.
Well, Felger.
I would argue
break.
That if you actually listened to the
Give
show over the
break.
Past year,
and
you already
no
have your scouting report.
Well, and Felger is no longer a sports reporter.
No, he's a pot stirrer.
You know,
he's a contrarian.
I thought you were going to say he's a pot.
Oh, pot smoker.
I thought you were going to say pot smoker.
I think in his day, there's no doubt.
I think they're all very good.
If that day was like last week, absolutely,
they're all very good.
No, they're not.
They do their jobs well.
They all do their jobs.
Who?
All of
those.
Give me the names.
Rappaport, Ryan, Curran, Felger, Reese.
They don't all do their jobs.
I'll tell you one thing they all have in common. They make more money than we do.
Well,
significantly.
There's the door.
That says something. Them's are the breaks.
No, that wasn't a shot at us. I mean, you, Fred. That was more a shot at us.
Yeah, that's my fault.
They've risen much further up the ladder.
That'd be my fault.
Utter
ineptitude on my behalf.
Brian writes and he wants to talk about Sirius.
Why
he says,
"Is there any question about it?
What?
Why do you have a short sleeve shirt on in a blizzard?
What? Why do you wear a tough shirt?
Because he's a man.
Shirt? Yeah, Bose.
I'm a fur bearing animal. I don't need.
I am not Ted Sarandis.
You're an animal.
A little brown and blue.
Yeah.
Very
Bose.
Subtle
yeah,
on the blue though. Need a little more blue there.
Yeah, you failed to give Eric's attire update today.
Well, Eric is wearing a little heavier crew neck tan sweater. Say tan,
beige. Yeah.
Tan.
I knew he wouldn't.
He never
Eric,
does.
I knew
whatever you
say,
he doesn't
wouldn't say it.
Eric's dressed for the storm. Fred is not.
He also doesn't have his Under Armour underneath.
Generally,
it.
In the winter,
the
waffle
you wear
waves, though, Paul.
Yeah.
Fred's showing a lot of hair.
I get a lot of flack for wearing a sweatshirt.
I do notice my arms have gotten hairier over the last couple of years. I don't know what's
trying to keep you warm, Fred.
Were you going to say the last couple of hours?
Trying to keep you warm.
I'm wondering if I can transfer.
Can I transfer some of those follicles to my head?
I'm starting to get worried.
Have you still been doing your back?
I'm worried.
I haven't done it for a few months. Probably needs a grooming.
Yeah. Lucky you don't need ladies. You're not into those.
But it's like the 40-year
this time of year, it's
wax.
Added, you know, added insulation.
It doesn't add any warmth to have back hair on you right now.
Oh, it definitely does. I have.
How do you know?
It's disgusting.
You have a lot of hair. You make fun of other people, but it comes up out of your shirt. It's
I
disgusting.
Do get a little under
the little cheese.
Looks like he's
that's what Felger calls it. A little
I
cheese.
I trim that though. A
looks like he's got a raccoon stuff down there.
You are more, so underratedly vain.
I don't care for it.
Your little blemishes that you cover up.
I don't like it. When you look in the mirror, you don't want to see that.
No, you're right.
Wait,
right.
Paul. Does he wear makeup? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I don't. Except when I get a big zit.
Exactly.
Well, that's different. We have TV. No one wants to see a big zit on TV. No, when they're little, I ignore them. When they're big,
There's, but everybody you has things that they don't like. But
you're putting it on with a spackle knife. I mean, it's, you know.
A spackle knife? You mean a scalpel? A scalpel, I'd give you a knife, but I don't think
a spackle knife.
That's not spackle
heard of
a, that he's putting on.
What do you call
I've heard of a putty
things?
Knife.
A putty knife? Putty knife.
Yeah. What do you call a spackle thing?
A putty knife.
A putty knife?
I think you would use a putty knife.
Yeah,
you probably
putty knife
spackle.
Is used spackle? For a wide variety of.
Yeah, it's kind of like a utility tool.
Yeah.
It's not like wood filler. You don't have
a right, filler. You're putting it on like spackle.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that better?
Yes.
There you go.
Sometimes you have to. Let's get back to you, Harry.
When Harry met
Sally.
Let's see. So anyway, right. Brian from Aspen says, Sirius NFL station can often devote into an audio version of Facebook with some of the banter, but the programming overall does provide something for everyone. While the hosts on the NFL station can't possibly know everything about every team, it can be interesting to hear their perceptions of individual players. Additionally, a number of the hosts have covered specific teams or markets and have insight into divisions or conferences that can be enlightening. That being said, I can only tolerate so much of that particular station. Last weekend, my wife and I drove to Salt Lake City from Western Colorado, and I can tell you the terrestrial radio reception is spotty at best. I can tell you how many times I drove across these western expanses trying to listen to an NFL game only to lose reception as I moved in and out of valleys. There is a good reason satellite radio is very popular with truckers, who also, unfortunately, are some of the most frequent callers.
And serial killers.
The music stations are reasonable. There are news and informational stations, and Howard Stern has certainly added a lot of users.
Okay, we asked, and strippers came through for us via Twitter.
I forget what we asked.
Oh, God. About the condiments on the
It's a little out of date, but as of 2005, 32% of Americans liked mustard, 23% preferred ketchup, and 17% chili.
I can't believe it's that close.
Well, chili I think everyone likes, but it's not available.
Well, first of all, not everyone likes chili.
Not everyone likes chili.
I'm surprised not everyone likes
I
them on
like
their hot
chili.
Dog. I'm surprised chili is as close to ketchup as it is.
I can't believe mustard and ketchup are that close. I thought that would be a blowout.
He also says that relish. In Boston, hot dogs are often served steamed as opposed to grilled. The Fenway Frank is a fixture for Red Sox fans, and there are several other local brands such as Pearl that are used. Hot dogs in the Boston area are associated with Boston baked beans, though this is probably not unique to the region. Ketchup, mustard, relish, piccalilli, and chopped onions are the most common toppings. What's piccalilli?
Relish and piccalilli, I thought, were the same thing.
Oh, is it?
I'm sure there's a subtle difference, but yeah, they're the same.
Because my grandmother used to call it piccalilli.
Yeah, mine too, but I don't know.
I always thought it was just relish. I don't like relish.
You don't? Oh, I like a good relish.
I love
relish.
Yeah. I like a good relish.
I actually
a relish.
I like
a good
the
relish.
Mix. I feel like I can tell if one of them is missing. If there's no relish, mustard, or ketchup, it's...
Well, Heinz makes a mixed relish and mustard.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
I don't care for that either. I don't ever want to hear you make fun of my rules again.
I'm with Andy. I don't want them.
That's
it's like
fine,
the peanut butter and jelly.
But
mix those two. It's not the same.
No, you got to. I have no problem with the fact that he likes one and doesn't like the other. It's that he makes fun of everybody else for all their quirks.
No, but that's. Have you never met this kid before?
But everybody.
That's what he does.
You have your own ratio, whatever it is. When you put stuff on stuff, you like more mustard or more this or more peanut butter. So you can't have one that's universal for everyone. Hmm. It just doesn't work.
There are people who aren't as discriminatory in their tastes, though.
Right.
The mustard ketchup combo is one of the
they have a couple different
one of the
combos.
Great combos ever.
Isn't there...
Mix them together? Fantastic.
I feel like there's multiples, though. There's relish... With the mustard in it. But isn't there also ketchup and relish mixed?
I've never seen that.
I thought there was. Or maybe it's just a red relish.
I've seen red relish.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Can you hear me scratching my beard?
I think this is a fantastic show.
Jim, now the question is, will they like it? Because this is a big one. First of the month. Are we going to have a good month or a bad month? A lot can be said.
You're
on this
with
day
us
right
or
here.
You're against us?
Jim in Detroit writes, and hey, guys, and Eric, I hope you guys have Miller Lights cold
you
and frozen
Eleanor.
Pizzas thawing back at the house when you get home, because this snowstorm's going to be a killer.
It's going to be a dandy.
If Dad's out raking the leaves. He's screwed. He's covered in snow.
Sorry, Eric. I was referring to the other three who have someone at home who can perform these tasks.
God bless you, Jim.
I don't think a dog can fetch you a beer. Okay, quick question for Andy.
I don't even
Andy.
Think he even has a dog, do you?
Not anymore.
Have you ever had a
pet
That's just poor.
Two dogs?
Get a bulldog.
Why?
Why
a bulldog? That'll up your manly factor.
Get a husky.
They're cool. They're freaking cool. Have you ever seen a bulldog?
Get a husky. They walk like Andy.
They do. They do walk like Andy. That's true. That's a good
they're
point.
They're cool.
I pick things up and put them down.
Why do you like huskies? Oh, Northeastern. No, one of my. Yeah.
Would you get a question?
No, I wouldn't get a dog.
You don't like
on
dogs.
A bet.
And you would name it NU, right?
Paul doesn't like dogs because you got your sister got bit by a dog when
really
you were little.
I just don't really like dogs. Yes, my sister got bit when she was little.
Why don't you like dogs, though?
He just told you told him actually why he doesn't like
dogs. No, but I mean, you know, you got to hold it against all of
I
dogs.
I don't really like dogs. I don't. I'm not comfortable around them. Some people are just.
I
not
got bit
comfortable
when I was little.
With,
I have a dog. I
pets.
Love dogs.
It is funny that your favorite team is named after a dog, but,
some,
you, don't
but
like
you don't
dogs.
Know anybody that you just doesn't feel comfortable around pets.
Mark Capello.
Well, he went to a terrier.
He doesn't
too,
like dogs.
So. He doesn't like dogs.
No.
Capello doesn't like dogs.
Hates them.
It's probably why he doesn't like me.
That's unfortunate to have that as my long
right.
ally. But
I'm sure there
I mean,
are other people
I mean,
too.
I'm
that don't
surprised.
Like
I mean, you don't know anybody that's not really comfortable around.
I really don't.
Maybe Fred's becoming a dog with all this newfound hair.
Yeah, I'm not a pets guy.
You got the look.
So pets in general, nothing.
Well, Beth had a cat when we met, and he was just old. He was.
And then it disappeared.
No,
quote unquote.
I didn't.
Paul
I
took
didn't,
him for a ride.
I didn't do anything.
You
I
and me
do
are going for a ride.
So.
Only one of us is.
Matter of fact,
back.
By the time when it was actually the end, I was kind of bummed.
It was a female cat, and he got into a fight with it.
I didn't.
It was a battle of two pussies.
Don't pop your cherry.
No, he told me I can say that one.
Okay, quick question for Andy. Who is your Mendenhall this year, or do we have to wait until you attend the combine?
Yeah, I'm not talking about him for 6 months already.
Oh, well, Mendenhall is ridiculous.
Quinny's got a chance.
Yeah.
I am mildly concerned. The more research I did on the brain tumor thing, did you know they left some of it in there? They couldn't take it all out?
No.
Yeah, that's concerning.
that's just poor to me?
It was that big that they couldn't, or was it too close to where that
yeah,
would
I
affect?
Think probably where they would have had to remove the brain or something, and...
Brent from Illinois says there is a spackle knife, but he gets it from Urban Dictionary. So.
Can we bring it back?
Maybe Kevin can look up.
February. Time for the Urban Dictionary word of the day.
We're on the public network down here anyway.
Yeah, hurry, we're 3 minutes away.
Spackle knife. What's the public network?
And Paul says the most popular hot dog condiments is Sporkle. Oh, no, it's a game, Sporkle.
That's what Paul plays in
his
office
every day. Oh, okay. There's
a
game in Sporkle to name the most popular hot dog condiments.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I had to interpret that.
Ketchup, mustard, chili.
Well, now, yeah.
Sauerkraut.
Relish.
Pickle lily.
That's Irish relish.
Is that what it is?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's an Irish
name. Grammy Hart's Irish.
Oh, well, maybe it is. Pickle lily sounds like...
My grandmother obviously wasn't, so...
Derek from the University of Arizona, is it unfair or illogical of me to think that because we have Dante Scarnecchia coaching our offensive line that it is easier to develop guys? I think very highly of Dante, and
that.
He could easily be the best positional coach in the NFL, in my opinion. Does Scarnecchia have a heavy hand in the development of younger players, so perhaps the Patriots can take offensive linemen later in the draft and still have success? This draft is supposed to be heavy in offensive line. Mostly tackle, just curious on your thoughts.
A lot of tackles. Everybody raving about the tackles. Yeah, I do think, to some degree, we all, and maybe even Bill Belichick, kind of assumes I can give Dante some guys and he'll get me a line together.
Yeah, but I think if you look, I totally agree
now,
with that.
That may be why you're getting your ass kicked in the postseason and losing the Battle of the Trenches.
Their offensive line development program is what Belichick called it when he first got here. He said he had a lot of success with that
from
in Cleveland.
Pat Hill.
Brought that philosophy here, and Dante has been outstanding. But I would say, if you look at most of those guys, they spent fairly high draft picks. Matt Light, second rounder. Sebastian Vollmer, second rounder. Nick Kazier, third rounder. Logan Mankins,
first rounder.
Right? Dan Copen is the lone guy
who
was a fifth rounder. I don't think you can expect to get a 10-year center in the fifth round. You can get it, but I don't think you can expect to get it.
Right.
If you look at the way that they've gotten their better linemen, now, he rotated some guys out
Tom Ashworth?
Tom Ashworth is an undrafted guy.
Yep.
Greg Robinson Randall was a fourth-round pick, I want to say. But most of the guys they spent – the only pick that I can think that they took in the first three rounds for an offensive lineman that didn't work was the very first one. Adrian Clem was a second-round pick, Bill's first draft pick in 2000.
Yeah.
And he didn't pan out because he was injury-prone.
Yep.
Don't write it, though, because he'll
just
call
don't
you
write
yell
it.
At you.
Oh, really?
He'll get in Andy's face.
stripper says that, you know those tickets that you can buy for the Super Bowl, you stand outside?
Yeah. They're called sucker seats. Yeah.
The face value is $200. They're now selling for $365.
Oh, for God's sake.
Ridiculous.
I thought you saw something with $450 last week.
No, I think it was three something.
Well, now with the weather, the price is
exactly
going down.
Right. Yeah. It's snowing. Who wants to sit in the parking
lot?
Not
so attractive anymore.
Oh, yeah, don't do a party. Yay.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back Thursday, we think,
unless none of us can make it in.
Unless the Mayans were off by a few months.
All right, thanks for listening.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.